Douglas Date, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, HD Realty, Chicken Express, Independence Title, by Lake Travis Pizza, Patty Jones Photography, Card My Yard, by Aaron Turnley with Caldwell Banker Realty, Four Points Rugby Club, Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries and Shakes, Tomlin Family Orthodontics, Dog House, and by Austin Advantage. And now, alongside Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson, here's the voice of the Vandegrift Vipers, Merle Bertrand.
Good evening and welcome to Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC, home of commercial services. High school football league. Merle Bertrand, coming to you live from the Palisade Parlor, the Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex in Austin, Texas, where for the first time this season, we've got the full band back together. Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson, along with Zach Lucero, our engineer sideline reporter, Nolan Hogan filling in back at the studio, Shane Shawinski, our video producer, all at the ballpark. So guys, now it truly feels like football season, and just in the nick of time, because it's Vandegrift versus Cedar Ridge in a battle of district undefeateds. The winner has the inside track to an undisputed district title.
Yeah, what a great night where we get this rare sort of Thursday edition of Viper football. We've got, you know, on certainly on paper and so far this season, the two best teams in the district getting a chance to square off tonight. So a great test for the Vipers. I think they're going to see, they're going to see a Raider team that's got some explosiveness on offense. They've got some size and some speed on defense as well. And we'll also get a chance to see how these teams both prepare during a short week. And as Merle said, we're at full strength up here, so a special night for that reason. Right, Hank?
That's right. High school football on a Thursday night, it's like Christmas in July. Unbelievable. But the human drama of athletic competition is about to unfold once again. We're here at the beautiful, beautiful Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex. And preparation, you said that, Scott. Coach Sanders has made his name on preparing his team. Every week he's prepared to play football against his opponent. Can he continue that relentless and methodical march again against the best team probably they've seen this year?
And we'll send it back to the studio in just a second. But first, we want to get started on Zach Lucero's pick six. Zach, give us the first two if you get a chance.
Yeah, the first one, number four in our district, 25-6A, Stony Point versus Hutto tonight. Looks to potentially decide that fourth playoff spot in our district. Hutto missed the playoffs last year as a new 6A squad, but looks to bounce back this year as they eventually bring in a new stadium that we'll hopefully see here in a couple weeks and a more veteran team this year. While Stony Point has looked like a tough team to stop against the Vipers a couple weeks ago behind running back Cam Cook, who recently picked up an offer from both Cincinnati and Vanderbilt. The number five, statewide quarterback splash. In news that shocked the state last week, number one ranked national quarterback and Westlake signal caller Cade Klubnik went out with what looked like an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. With that injury, senior LBJ transfer Christian Edgert looks to start for the Chaparrals. Luckily, he's been a part of a few blowouts and has gotten significant snaps. But it'll still be interesting to see if the offense misses any beats today against Hayes, who has been struggling a little bit this season so far, Merle.
All right, that's number six and number five. After this commercial break, we'll get back and hear some more. That's called the tease. You know, let's make you stick around for Zach's pick six. We'll take a break as that sets the table here, and when we come back, we'll hear from Vipers head coach Drew Sanders talking about yet another Vipers impressive win last week and as well as tonight's showdown against the Cedar Ridge Raiders. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Season in a new Honda from your Central Texas Honda dealers. Honda is a brand that's well known for its dependability, but every Honda is so much more. Your Central Texas Honda dealer has plenty of award-winning Hondas. And Honda is the 2021 KBB.com best value brand for the seventh consecutive year. So don't be envious. Head over to your Central Texas Honda dealers today.
Get where you're going in a Honda.
Since 1977, Factory Mattress has been a locally owned family business, giving customers a great night's sleep at an unbeatable price. With decades of experience, a lower price guarantee on all the top brands, including Tempur-Pedic, and the advanced science of our Right Fit technology, Factory Mattress treats Texans right. Come experience the difference shopping local can make at Factory Mattress. Premium brands, lowest prices, sleep on it.
My Factory Mattress.
Follow me down to the 10,000 years of preserved history.
Underground.
Inside Inner Space Cavern, feel utterly amazed as 10,000 years of preserved history surrounds you. Below ground.
Way down.
Below. in the dark. Good thing you're wearing your comfortable walking shoes, right? Take the guided adventure tour, the Wild Cave Tour. No reservations required. Hit InterspaceCavern.com for tours, info, times, and even a coupon. Interspace Cavern, your adventures await. Come explore.
Underground.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Hello, please be joined once again in the pregame show on a Thursday night by the head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, Coach Drew Sanders. And Coach, another one-sided win for the Vipers, this time a 49-7 near shutout on the road against McNeil. You're kind of looking at things, the staff really aren't all that gaudy or anything. It's just very efficient. What stands out to you about this Vipers win?
Well, you never want to take a win for granted, so that's first. We're glad we got the win. And to move to 3-0 in district, that's the most important part of our record. Number two, you know, our offense was very efficient. This is going to be kind of funny or laughable, but we had 38 total offensive plays in the game. They ran the clock in the second half, about the middle of the third quarter. So we had 38 offensive. I only had 29 total plays for my starters. So it's kind of hard to amass stats when you only have 29 total plays. Our point per play total was through the roof. It was a great job by offense. They kind of did what they wanted defensively. Besides the first drive, they never really got any yardage. I think they were under 200 total yards. 75 of those were against our twos and threes on that last drive where they scored. The next to last drive where they scored. So did what we needed to do. So proud of the Vipers, always.
Well, the Vipers are really dominating in the trenches. At least that's what it looks like from up high. Something the fans and us don't really talk about enough. Talk about the offensive and defensive line a little bit.
Well, our offensive line, the first credit goes to Coach Mauser. I try to compliment him as much as I can. He does a great job. He replaced four starters. We moved one over from the defense, Juan Gutierrez. Those guys, Ethan Barnard, I can't say enough about him. He obviously playing center, you know him. Just returning starter from last year. He was our only guy.
Right.
Had a lot of experience. And he's leading that group. And then Juan is right there with him leading that group and making sure, you know, they know what's going on. Luke on one edge and Ian on the other edge has done just a great job. And Kevin Corcoran, he's done a great job. Jeffries comes in too. And so, you know, those guys, they're big, they're strong, and they work together, and they keep getting better and better. We're able to run the ball. And, you know, the run does, whether it's high school all the way to pro, if you can run, it sets up things in the pass game because you have to start respecting the run with your alignments and your steps and your eyes. And that becomes problematic when you have a quarterback that can throw like ours, and we have amazing receivers this year. And so, you know, it's kind of pick your poison kind of year for our offense.
Well, one of the best things I like about this team, going back to the first question, is that was this efficiency, and especially with the numbers you just talked about, having so few plays but such a great result. They kind of take care of business from the moment they get off the bus. Here's the numbers. Outscored their opponents 172-45 in the first half, and it's even gaudier in the first quarter. They don't underachieve, but kind of play down to their opponents. So talk about that just a little bit, how hard that is to do, to have them ready to go right off the bat like that.
Well, you and I have been working there a long time. How many times have you heard me say, you know, you never know with high school kids?
I mean, you sure never know.
It's just come from 26 years of coaching. Now, that's why I'm laughing, because it's just like I've had so many different memories where I walk in, as, you know, as kids doing this, or we have a kid missing because of this, or this team I thought was going to dominate ends up not playing well, whatever.
Right.
And so I just kind of have to laugh about it because it's just truly out of my hands. You know, one of the examples I always use when I talk to business groups like a Lions Club or whatever else is I just say, imagine your biggest project you only do 8 to 10 times a year, and right before you're about to step into the boardroom or wherever you're going, you hand it off to a 17-year-old kid, and let's see your success level, you know. And so that's kind of what it's like at times working with our young men. But I'm going to tell you, this group impresses me. They prepare hard. And I don't know if you heard Nick Saban's speech after they had that tough loss, but he is so wise. And he just said, you know, right now we're not using practice like we should. And that's why we are talented, but so are they. And we didn't prepare well. And that's what this group is doing, is they're preparing well. Today, we just come off the practice field. It was a physical practice. I'm having to blow the whistle a couple times early because I don't want to get our guys hurt. But they're hitting each other and going physical. We go still good all the time in practice. And they see the value of that. And we don't relent on that. We go against each other every single day and compete. And so that, to answer the question directly, I think it's because of our practice habits is the reason that we're starting so fast.
Well, next up is Cedar Ridge, the only other 3-0 team in the district. Kind of hard to get a read on. They lost to Cedar Park, beat Round Rock, just beat by Vista Ridge. But you know this is the game of the season for the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Talk about the Raiders a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they're a quality team. And you guys know that we've played them, and they're always salty in the D-line. They have always one receiver that's faster than anybody I have on my team. They always have a good running back. And then they've got a couple of nice safeties. I just described their team, but I could describe their team like that every year. They value defense over there, so they put some of their good players on defense. And they have a system. They run it, and they're good at it. That Cedar Ridge will be a challenge. They got several big D linemen that play really hard. And that's one thing that I can say a lot of good things about Cedar Ridge. One for sure thing that they do well, I think, as good as anybody in the district, is they develop their program. You know, and there's a lot of schools I play that don't have JV B teams, you know, that don't have freshman B teams. Never once has Cedar Ridge not shown up with a JV B, or they haven't shown up with a freshman B, because to me, that's how you develop your program. And so they don't make excuses. They just find a way to put kids on the field and play. Whether win or lose, they don't care. They just want to play, because they know in the big picture that's how kids develop and coaches get to coach. And so that is one of the reasons that consistently they're always in the playoffs. Yes, they have good players, but they're coached well and they're led well, and they understand that that's how you build a program. Sam does a great job over there, and I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a great game for the fans to come watch on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Another road game Thursday night this time. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
Well, I know Cedar Ridge will pack out the stadium, so I hope the people listening find a way to get in their car and head over to Kelly Reeves and cheer us on. And if it's raining, hey, bring an umbrella or a raincoat or something and get there and be loud for the Vipers.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Granite Good Fibers head coach Drew Sanders, a guest here on the pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Granite Good Fibers Football on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
And welcome back to the Lisa Clinic. And here, a along with Scott and Hank and Zach. And we come back here. The Vipers are now 6-0 overall after dominating McNeil 49-7, while the Raiders held off Vistaridge 25-21 last week to improve to 5-1 overall and 3-0 in the district, the fourth overall meeting between these two teams. The Vipers now lead the series 3-0 after last year's 35-6 win at Monroe Memorial. And, guys, we could have the same thing here tonight if the Vipers play the way Vipers football is supposed to be played.
Yeah, you know, that's why they play them. You just never know. But we've seen steady progression with this Viper team each and every single week of the season. They seem to be just getting better. So we'll see if they can keep that train rolling.
Well, and you heard Coach Sanders say, gentlemen, that he has a lot of respect for what this program has done in the past. They're well coached. They have a big squad. Much bigger than some of the teams we've seen this season. They got a lot of seniors. This is a big game for them. It's
huge.
The Vipers have a big target on their back. They're the big dog on the block now. So everybody's gunning for them. It says Super Bowl every time the Vipers play on Saturday.
Cloud Mike. So the ball is on the tee. Vipers won the coin toss and elected it first. So they'll be kicking off from right to left. Sharp looking unis tonight for the Vipers. All white jerseys and pants. And the black numerals with the silver, that I want to say chrome helmets. And Cedar Ridge looks like all black down there. White pinstripes, purple jerseys and helmet. White numeral, kickoff from right to left. Kickoff goes into and out of the end zone. And Cedar Ridge will take over first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. So we'll get our good first look here at the Cedar Ridge offense.
Yeah, Victor Taylor's a player to watch, number 5. Merle, you heard Coach Sanders in his pregame interview talk about his speed. So he's definitely a guy that the Vipers are going to game plan.
So Cedar Ridge comes out. First down 10 at the 25-yard line, moving from left to right. You heard Coach Sanders talking about bringing your umbrella. No need. Beautiful night in Austin, Texas. The rain has cleared out of here. And a handoff up the middle right side. And wrapped up and knocked out. Stumble. The ball came away. The Vipers have it at the 11-yard line. Here we go again.
Sterling Emerson.
I guess the only problem, ripped it out of there.
Ripped it out. The only problem is he didn't get in the end zone, but he did get it down to, I guess,
that's
the 10-yard
right.
line.
They had that play stuffed, just, you know, kind of up the cut, and had that play stuffed, and out came the ball and got a nice bounce.
Well, Oliver Yendo and friends had the ball here wrapped up, and Sterling Emerson, very opportunistic, Scott, coming in there and raking for the football.
And this is not the kind of advantage you need to give this Viper offense, but we'll take it.
We'll take it, exactly. This is game number 7. That's got to be at least the third time that the Vipers got a turnover on the first play of the year. Or first play of the game, I mean. So first and 10 at the 11-yard line. Pistol formation. Hand off Shepard right side. Picking his way, pushing the pop forward down to about the 8-yard line. A 3-yard pickup for Ryan Shepard. Shepard comes in. 79 carries. 517 yards. That's 6.5 yards per carry. That number keeps going up with 9 touchdowns.
Kind of a game within the game here. Coach Sanders talked about how stout they are up front. Number 11, Dave Winiere, is a big-time defensive end against that offensive line, Hank, that we've loved watching those guys all year long as they've come together as a group and pushing people around.
This defense giving up just 15 points a game. And the Shepherd into the end zone. He's going to go in untouched. That didn't take long. Took all of 39 seconds, and the Vipers have drawn first blood 6-0.
Yeah, Viper O-line won that battle that time.
You could have driven a Mack truck through that hole.
You and I might have scored in that one, Hank.
No, I don't know. Maybe you. I might have popped a hammy. But, I mean, a gaping hole. Great job on that right side. I mean, it's as usual. So that's suspects up there. Ethan Barnard leading the way. Also number 76, Kevin Corcoran, and number 77, Luke Collins. Just all kind of space for Shepherd to run into.
Extra point to him coming for Hayden Arnold, who is 36 out of 36 on the season. He's had plenty of opportunities. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So 11:21 to go, first quarter, 39 seconds in, and the Vipers are already up 7-0. And I want to get it back to Mr. Zach Lucero for some more of Zach's pick sixes. Better get him in before the Vipers score again, Zach.
Yeah, I know, right? That leads us perfect into number 4. The fastest 48 minutes, Liberty Hill versus Marble Falls. Slot T versus slot T, two lost team versus two lost team. Former Liberty Hill assistant Brian Herman moving over and take over the Marble Falls program. Brought over the ever-dangerous slot T offense and has already shown success for the program, having beaten Aikens, who's not only a classification bigger, but is already having a good year of their own. Look for this to be one of the more entertaining games you'll see in big school football and one of the fastest shows on turf.
Fastest show on turf is right. Number three?
Number three, yet another Battle of the Ville. After Weiss put a beating on Henderson a couple weeks ago to win a third of Pflugerville bragging rights, they look for a complete control of the city against a hot Pflugerville team. The Panthers come off a 50-point win against Leander, followed up with a loss to Maynard. So an up-and-down Pflugerville squad needs to buckle in against one of the best winners in the 5-1-2 area in Weiss quarterback Dior Bradfield.
All right, we'll keep it here and see if we can get in number two and number one right after this kickoff. I'm assuming that Hayden Arnold's going to boot it into the end zone, so we'll see what happens here.
Speaking of the fastest show on turf, 39 seconds into the game, we're up 7-0. If you'd like the stat line on that scoring drive, two plays, 11 yards.
That's why the stats aren't gaudy. They're going to try a reverse, almost collided in the backfield, and coming here to the right side. Vipers are not fooled. I was, but the Vipers aren't. Mm. And coming in backside, number 29 for Vandegrift, that was Braden Holter to wrap up the return man. Zach, number two?
There is no number two, Merle. Thursday night football, things are a little weird. I forgot how to count. So we'll go from number three to number one. Number one, can Cedar Ridge legitimize? Cedar Ridge 21, Round Rock 13, a score that shocked Vandegrift players and fans. People have still been a little suspect of this Raider team, even after that win, but their quarterback Aiden Liston and wide receiver Victor V.J. Taylor are a tough matchup for any team. V.J. is a rare mix of size and speed. And see if this game can look similar to that overtime game that Cedar Ridge took Vandegrift with behind Jalen Ellis a couple years ago at Monroe.
Well, so far the early returns are in, and it's not promising if you're a Cedar Ridge fan, as Jackson Oliver wrapping up. Number 34, Carlos Jackson in the backfield for a big loss. It was a first and 10 from the 11. It's going to be a loss of about 3, second down and 13 from the 8.
Coming off his corner spot that time, Hank. Well, this Viper defense came ready to play. It looked like a bunch of pack of wild dogs out there.
Dropping back, swung out here to the right side. Oh. Almost picked off on the near side.
Man, Jackson Oliver, number 9, has just picked up right where he left off last week when he completely dominated proceedings. Just an awesome job on the previous play. Stuffing the run and almost had him a pick 6 right there. That guy is absolutely a good football player.
Yeah, it's great anticipation that time. He saw that screen as it was developing.
To satisfy the only criteria that Hank seems to care for, he would have scored had he hung out of that one. Third down and 12 from the 9-yard line. The receivers wide left. One of the two to the near side. Dropping back. Looking to pass. Under pressure. Stepping up. Got some running. But there's no, not for long. Drug down from behind.
That was Tucker Harrison.
Tucker Harrison, yeah. Leading Viperist in terms of tackles for loss. And he got another one there.
Not a great start here for the Raider offense. And give credit to the Viper defense. Boy, they're just getting after it.
Boy, just nowhere to go, and the pressure came instantaneously, Scott, off the edge on the right side. Oliver Yendo getting in there as well.
Don't go to the refrigerator, because Reese Beecham is standing on the 45-yard line waiting this punt. And he's going to get an opportunity. Oh, he's going to fair catch. And makes the catch at the 40-yard line. Vipers with great field position. First down and 10 at the Cedar Ridge 40. Two drives tonight for Vandegrift, counting this one. The first one from the 11, this one from the 40-yard line. That's why the Vipers don't have gaudy stats.
That's the kind of field position that really works well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And the Vipers have kind of been the beneficiaries of that a lot this season. You know, not keeping stats. Maybe Shane can do some quick, mathematical jujitsu and figure out how many times the Vipers have started in plus territory this season. But it seems like we keep talking about that.
They're getting another crack here. First down at the 40-yard line of the Raiders. Moving from right to left. Play action, Buchanan, slot into the incomplete, try to get it there to the 35-yard line, but ball poked away at the last second, trying to get it on that slant.
Yeah, nice play defensively there to knock that one out.
You know, the thing that I've noticed about watching Braden is that he consistently, Scott, is delivering the ball in a place where it can't be, there can't be an interception.
Right.
He's putting it into a small window, put that one down low intentionally, it looked like. Didn't give the defender a chance to make much of a play.
To that point, Hank, 17 touchdowns, one interception, and I think that one was tipped. Buchanan, handoff. Nope, play. He's going to keep it himself. Rolling to his right, giving ground, and flings it out to the right side, throws it over the Viper bench.
Yeah, and it's it's obviously making good decisions out there, number one, and like that one, where there's just nothing there, well defended. But it's Cedar Ridge defense, and nothing to do but just sort of throw it away and live to fight another down. But he's really, I think, finding his rhythm in terms of his accuracy. They used to talk about hit the guy in the numbers, and Braden's one of those guys that'll say, well, which number, coach?
Well, and then he had all day to throw that pass.
That's right.
Before he had to get rid of it.
Trips wide right in a triangle. Now one of them comes in motion, settles in at the right slot. Buchanan dropping back, looking, firing over the middle. That ball is almost intercepted. Jumping the rock that time is Jackson Donahoe, the senior defensive back, and he almost had an interception.
Yeah, he's their safety. He's a really good football player. A guy that Coach Sanders told me that they were going to try to throw away from him, and that you see why on that play.
That'll bring up a fourth down and 10. Piper's going to go for it, unless they pooch punt it here. Nobody back to receive the punt. Buchanan with Shepard lined up to his right. He is going to pooch it. See if the Vipers can cover it and pin down Cedar Ridge deep again. It's going to take a Viper roll inside the 10, perfectly executed, down to the 7-yard line. We'll take a break. Vipers up 7-0. 9:32 to go first quarter. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555863, company NMLS ID 2611, MLSConsumerAccess.org, Texas licensed in Texas.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Couple of running plays for Cedar Ridge. They took over first down and 10 at their 7, 3 yards on the right side, this time about 4 up the middle. It's going to bring up a third down and 3 from the Raider 15-yard line with 8:43 to go in this first quarter. 7-0 Vandegrift on top.
Boy, you really, really, really pay for it when you run in there like that against the Vipers. Scott, like 6 guys on that tackle taking a shot.
And some new faces out there. Austin Spielis getting the start at nose tackle tonight, but it just seems like they just reload in that D-line, always have fresh horses in there.
So third down and 2. Hand off left side. This time a first down. It looks like up to the 18-yard line. Going to be the Vipers are saying they've got the football, but the official is saying he was down. So it'll bring up a first down. First down of the night for the Raiders.
Yeah, didn't get it by much, but just enough.
Aiden Liston, the junior quarterback for the Raiders. Running backs number 4, Geo Perry. It looks like number 16, Matthew Brooks, listed as the tight end, but he's in the backfield now. Dropping back, Liston, rolling to his right under pressure. Given ground, he just has to throw this one away up the near sideline. As a pursuit coming in by Sterling Emerson, who's already had a big night on the night.
Yeah, and he took an opportunity there to greet the quarterback rather rudely. But
you don't think they exchanged addresses?
No, I don't think so.
Email, here's my Twitter handle.
It's not holiday season yet.
No.
You don't have to be nice yet. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. 7:52 to go. Opening quarter. Vipers on top, 7-0. One receiver wide left, 2 to the near side for Liston. Hand off up the middle and to the 20, and that's about it. Maybe a yard gain in the play. That was actually a direct snap to Victor Taylor.
Yeah, Victor Taylor that time. P.J. Taylor in the Wildcat. Talked about him a couple of times. They're just going to find all sorts of different ways to get him involved in this offense and allow him to make some things happen.
Number 6, Max Ewell, doing what he does best in there along with friends. 4 or 5 Vipers again on the stop.
Sets up a 3rd down and 9 for the Raiders from their own 21-yard line. Moving from left to right. 2 receivers to the near side. Now they send Geo Perry out to the left slot. Empty back set. Liston dropping back, stepping up underneath the pressure. Giving ground to his right. He can't get rid of it. Another sack by the Viper defense.
Sterling Emerson again.
What a night he's having.
And it's rare. Coach Sanders has been able to get so much pressure with just rushing 3.
Yeah.
But that time you see him bringing some, bringing some extra guys in there and bring them from places where they don't quite expect it to turn up the heat on Liston. And that time they were able to get to him, and he's not able to even get rid of it to save himself some yardage. So once again, they're going to punt from their own end zone.
With the speed off the edge that time, Scott, made all the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nowhere to go. Tried to flee to the other side, and there's Sterling Emerson waiting for you.
Beecham back to receive the punt. He's standing at the Cedar Ridge 48-yard line. Short, high, punt again. Beecham backing up, and will fair catch it at the 42, and that's where the Vipers will take over. First down and 10 from the 43, officially moving from right to left with 6:21 to go here in this first quarter.
We're not on the other side of the 50. It seems strange.
It does.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting to get a crick in my head. You know, by comparison, you look at Cedar Ridge's starting field position. They've started on their own 11-yard line, their own 10-yard line, and their own 30-yard line. So Vipers
winning the battle of field position.
Winning
so
the battle
far,
of field position.
Here comes Braden Buchanan to lead out the Vipers. First down and 10, moving from right to left. I love this uniform combination, all white with the black numerals and a chrome helmet. And it is chrome with a capital C. Witt goes in motion from right to left. Play action pass. Buchanan got a receiver wide open. It's Beecham to the 30 to the 25 and knocked down to the 23-yard line. He only had one catch last week. It was a big one. I don't know how you lose number one, but they lost him.
Yeah, they sure did. He just kind of a long sort of over route there. And the key to all of these that are getting him down the field is the protection and the time that Buchanan has. But you're right, Merle. I'm not sure how he lose track of number one.
22nd catch on the season. First down to the 22-yard line. Now a handoff to Shepard. Breaks a tackle. Bounces it to the left of the 15-yard line. And that'll be a pickup. They'll give him the 16 officially. So a gain of 6. Second down and 4 from the Raiders 16.
He's got such great vision moving through that line. Great push up front again. 6 yards and a cloud of rubber pellets, as Merle likes to say. But Viper line dominating. That time, number 72, big Ian Reed just crushed the defender from that side, gave Shepard the lane.
5.5 to go, opening quarter. 7-0 Vandegrift looking for more. Two receivers wide right, one to the near side. Buchanan, quick drop, looking, pump fake, fires over to the left side, got a receiver, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That was Beecham. Pretty good throw into double coverage, and Beecham was the only one that had a chance.
Yeah, it was a pretty tight window there, and Buchanan put it right there, had a guy sort of in his lap, too, when he was trying to make that throw. It gave it a shot. I think they were looking to try to get the tight end right down the hash that time, and at the last minute, they had a safety come over and sort of account for him. He went in motion, and Landon Thomason, they were able to pick him up.
Third down and 4, and now whistles blow. We might have our first penalty of the night.
False start, I think.
False start. Something the Vipers have done very little of all season long.
Well, last week, Scott, I don't know if you heard on the radio, in the first half alone, 10 penalties for McNeil.
Yeah, it's just not something you can afford to do against the Vipers.
Not a recipe for success.
Third down and 8, back at the 23-yard line. Miles Coleman in the game, lined up in the left slot with Beecham to his far left. Shepard lined up. Now they send Coleman in motion left to right. They fake the shuttle to him. Buchanan rolling to his right, looking, firing over to the left side. Got a receiver open, incomplete, overthrew him. Had him behind the defense.
Yeah,
trying to
like
get it to Thomason.
Yeah, Thomason kind of got turned around there. He had to sort of flip his feet, flip his hips. So I don't know if he was expecting it over the inside shoulder and the ball was delivered to the outside shoulder, but it kind of disrupted the timing on that.
Well, I love that action right there. There's two fakes, not one.
A lot of,
right.
And you a lot of window dressing.
Yeah, so what they say, a good fake is worth two blocks.
Yep.
And again, Buchanan, Scott, but just all day to throw. Did you ever have that long to throw?
No, not like that, nope.
Aiden Honored on to try a 37-yard field goal attempt out of the hold of Lilly. Low line drive kick. Looks like he hooked it left. Nope, he missed it to the left. And despite all the activity, guys, it's still just a one-score game.
Yeah,
5:02 to go.
Vipers have sort of dominated field position and moving the football here, but Raiders are hanging in.
You're just now tuning in. Cedar Ridge took the opening kickoff. First play from scrimmage, stripped away by Sterling Emerson to set up the Vipers at the 11. And Ryan Shepard took it in two plays later.
You heard Coach Sanders talk about the lack of offensive snaps for his starters. It's difficult to get into a rhythm,
yeah,
Scott. You're running only 29 plays with your first unit.
Barely break a sweat.
Hand off, left side, giving ground, and going to get out to about the 23-yard line, a gain of about a yard in the play for Matthew Brooks. They give him two, second down and eight from the 23.
Not much happening.
Yeah, just nowhere to go. I mean, one thing is, so we've got this really great vantage point to watch just how disciplined that Viper defense is. And you know, it's about guys remembering their fits and their responsibilities and playing great team defense.
They play disciplined. They play fast.
Yeah, and everybody flying to the football.
Mm-hmm.
So Liston comes out. They'll go Wildcat again. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. And now a flag comes in. It looks like Cedar Ridge is going to return to Flavor.
What flavor is that? Rocky Road?
You heard that, didn't you? I'm trying to sneak that one by.
Yeah. It's a tough crowd. Welcome back, Hank.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Vipers are aware that if they come up with a turnover, they have to score just to satisfy Hank.
I know.
They to capitalize on those opportunities.
Rolling to his right is Taylor, giving ground, one man to beat. Now he's going to cut it up near side, out to the 23, to the 25, got some running room up the near sideline. It steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Looks like he got enough for the first down.
Yeah, and there's nothing fancy about that. He's rolling around. I think they sent one receiver out in the route just in case the Vipers didn't cover him. But you see that speed that Coach Sanders was talking about pregame, and Taylor's one of those exciting players that can tie this thing back up with one swing of the bat.
Good battles going up on up front. Our three guys versus their five.
Liston, handoff up the middle. Better hold this time out to the 35-yard line. A three-yard carry counts as one of their better running plays of the night, not involving number five. And it's going to bring up a second down and seven.
Yeah, those front three are holding their own, though, Hank. There's just zero push on those running plays. They are kind of standing strong at the point of attack there.
Number six, Max Yule again. Registers another tackle on that last play.
Viper defense giving up just 11.5 points a game. Low snap, handoff up the middle. Nice hole this time out to the 43-yard line. Looks like Carlos Jackson on the carry, picking up a first down for Cedar Ridge and starting to get something rolling here at the 43-yard line.
Well, as Coach Sanders said, they have a plan, and they're good at executing it. Didn't have much luck last year, but this is a big game for them, undefeated in district.
And sometimes you can weather those big punches early. Becomes a football game.
Hand off up the middle. Jackson again pushing the pile forward out to the 48-yard line. That'll be about a 5-yard pickup. They've already knocked off Round Rock if they were to upset the Vipers. You know, if they're undefeated, I don't see anybody else. They've already played Vista Ridge. They've already played Stony Point. So they would definitely have the inside track.
Big night for them tonight.
A lot of football left. Second and five from the 48-yard line. 2:44 to go here in this opening quarter. Two receivers wide left, one on the near side. Hand off again to Jackson, this time stacked up at about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Max Yule coming off the edge that time.
That was actually Gio Perry on the carry, number four.
They're finding a little space up there. They got some big hog mollies of their own. Apparently, H-E-B is open for business in Cedar Ridge.
That's right. Jacob White, number 68, big center.
Big play
that
here.
Line.
Third and four from the 49. Oh, that's got to be a flag. There it is. I didn't think they were going to throw it at, for a second, but the back in the backfield couldn't keep his balance and leaned forward, and finally the official on the far side dropped the flag.
And then for good measure, number 42, Oliver Yendo, went ahead and issued a declarative statement. Put the running back on his backside.
But that's frustrating if you're Cedar Ridge because you got third and three or four. Kind of poised to pick up first down also, or give yourself two shots to get it
especially
from midfield. But now you're back in your own territory. And
yeah. And your running game has worked so well.
Yeah.
It makes it harder to run on third and eight.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Coach Robinson dials up here. Third down and eight from the 44-yard line. Two receivers wide left. Now they send a man in motion. Dropping back. Under pressure, and he's going to go down. Didn't have a chance. Slater Swartwood was the first one to get to him, and if he missed, somebody else was there.
Yeah, I kind of expected. You know, Coach Sanders has been dialing up that just four-man pressure, and you can usually get a lot of heat on the quarterback with just three, but you bring a fourth, and it's creating all sorts of chaos and confusion on that O-line. And
he didn't go around anybody there to get to the quarterback, Scott. He ran through.
Yeah, that's right.
The running back that was trying to block him, apparently
that's a mismatch.
He's been in the weight room.
Looks like Taylor back to punt it away. He'll hit it from the 25-yard line with 1:05 to go here in this first quarter. Lower kick this time. Beecham fields it at the 21 to the 25, looking for some running room, giving ground, going backwards, but now he's got some running room on the right side. To the 25, to the 30, to the 35, 40. And finally flung out of bounds to the 47-yard line. He kept giving ground. Usually that's bad news, but not when you're number one.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, gets an A for improvisation on that one.
Yes.
Because there was, looked like they had him dead to rights and made a couple of nifty moves there and was able to break contain. Viper set up in good field position. Good response by that Viper defense after the Raiders had some momentum going on offense.
I was ready to say we weren't going to get good field position finally, but I guess number one had other ideas. Those fluid hips of his, man, he's just unbelievable. He made something out of nothing there.
First down and 10 for the Vipers at their own 42-yard line. 42 ticks on the clock. Tight end goes in motion, settles on the right side. Buchanan, handoff Shepard. The 45 across the 50 and knocked down at the 46-yard line of Cedar Ridge. Speaking of patience and swiveling hips.
Yes. 72. Ian Reed is just dominating the proceedings over there on that left side of the offensive line.
First and 10 at the rate of 46. Vipers going again. Play action this time swung out to the right side. To Beecham. Makes the man miss. Cuts inside and dives down to the 43-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards.
We need to get an ISO camera on number 72. Did you see what he just did? He drove his guy 4 yards and then knocked him down. I mean, just nasty.
Like the blind side deal where he plants him in the stand.
Yeah, excessive blocking.
Yeah.
Second down and 7. Final play of the quarter, barring a penalty. Empty back set. And this time Buchanan's going to keep it himself and slips, trying to make a cut.
That was Beecham.
Oh, that was Beecham.
Right? Yeah, ahead of the Wildcat there.
And he actually stumbled on that to reception. So the Turf Monster getting him here. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Vipers score on their second play from scrimmage after a turnover, but we're still at 7-0 at the end of one. We'll take a break and be back for quarter number two. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
It's never too soon to start teaching good savings and spending habits. Encourage early savings with a high-interest youth savings account from South Star Bank. And teach responsible spending in a safe environment with South Star Bank's youth checking account. South Star Bank youth accounts offer no minimum balance fee and no monthly service charge. Set your child on the path to financial stability. Open a South Star Bank youth account today. Learn more about southstarbank.com/youth. Member FDIC.
From the UPO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
Defense there to stuff that one for just a 1 yard gain. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 6 from the Raider 42-yard line. Just underway second quarter. Merle Scott, Hank, Zach down to the sideline. Shane Shawinski on the video and stats. And the Vipers are going to go for it here on 4th and 6 from their own 42. Buchanan in the shotgun. Nope, he's going to pooch punt it again, try to pin him down deep. It worked well before. This one caught at the 8-yard line, and not sure why he didn't fair catch it. Probably wishes he had because the Vipers down quickly to swallow up Miles Brophy.
Yeah, and he looked like he caught the tail end of the football. That was dicey.
Braylon Spring, the wide receiver down there, to make a pretty good form tackle.
Cedar Ridge to take over first down and 10 at their own 9.
They got to be sick of the shadow of their
goalpost. You know, Scott, we were talking about Iowa, watching Iowa last weekend, and it's very Iowa-esque so far in terms of what the Vipers are doing in terms of field position. Two quick kicks or squib kicks, pinning the Raiders down inside their 10-yard line again.
Yeah, and let your defense do its thing.
Aiden Liston leads them out. Handoff up the middle. And not a lot of running room out to the 12-yard line. Maybe 2 or 3 yards there for Carlos Jackson.
Yeah, that's funny. She kind of just bounced that one outside. There was nothing doing in the middle. So he bounces outside. It looks like he might have a little green space. And it quickly disappears because you got it's Sterling Emerson.
Mm.
Just jump him right there.
He doesn't tackle soft. I mean, every time he touches somebody, it's a very violent situation. Number 47.
It's an angry man on the football field.
Second and seven. Hand off right side again. And this time across the 15. Drag attack goes out to the 19-yard line, very near the first down mark for Carlos Jackson.
Yeah, he's had some of their most productive plays of the night. Just a really strong runner.
They have a plan. They have a plan, and they're sticking with it.
Yeah. Well, no need to panic at this point. Their defense has kind of responded well after giving up that touchdown on the second play after the turnover.
Pistol formation. And off
this
time wrapped up in the backfield. Who else? Sterling Emerson. Wrapped up Carlos Jackson right at the point of handoff. A loss of 2 yards on the play. Second down and 12.
Just swallowed him whole, man.
That makes my toes hurt. It was a big hit by number 47. Again, another tackle for loss.
Inside of 10 minutes to go. First half, 7-0 Vandegrift. Second and call it 11 for the Raiders. Moving from right to left now.
He'd be pitching a perfect game if he'd have scored on that fumble script.
That's right. Still having a lot of fun.
It looks like it.
Play action. Now Liston rolling to his right. Emerson giving pursuit. Fires over to the right side. That ball is incomplete and out of bounds. Good coverage downfield there by Griffin Schaefer. Stride for stride with the intended receiver. Third down.
Well, there's just nowhere to throw that ball, Scott.
Yeah, we've seen Taylor do a little bit of everything tonight. He has a pass attempt. He's been punting for them. He's a receiver. Running the ball out of the Wildcat. Mr. Versatile.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have somebody like that, but the Vipers have about 10 guys that can do stuff. I'd much rather be the Vipers defensive coordinator and defend against one guy, no matter how good he is. Third and 11 from the 18-yard line. Dropping back, Taylor, under pressure. Steps up, fires right side, caught at the 25-yard line. Breaking a tackle, but not getting very far. Nice job there by Zane Wolford to climb the ladder and make the catch, but it's going to be about 4 yards shy of the first down, fourth down.
Yeah, really well played that time by that Viper defense. Everybody just kind of dropped in their zones and forced him to kind of throw to one of his check down guys, and everyone was there to make the tackle short of the sticks.
Number 20, Alex Foster, doing a great job making sure there's no yards after catch. That's one of the things that we've come to appreciate about this Viper defense is you just don't get a lot of opportunity to run the ball downfield after you make a catch.
Victor Taylor punts as well. He's back at the 14-yard line awaiting the snap. Pretty good punt. Fair catch call for Beecham drops it, but he'll fall out at the 30-yard line. No harm, no foul. And that's where the Vipers will take over first down and 10 at their 30-yard line. If they still have punt, pass, and kick, I bet he's pretty good at it.
I mean, that old video and picture of Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick.
He won.
When he was...
He won it, didn't
About
he?
Six times larger than the next contestant.
They must have not checked the birth certificate. When I saw that, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That facial hair.
That's right.
So the Vipers take over going left to right. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Trips over to the left side in a triangle. Now they send out Jack Nelson wide left. Buchanan dropping back. Looking, firing over to the right side. Beecham. The intended receiver slides safely in the second base as the pass thrown a little bit behind him.
So, Scott, that time we had two shifts before we snapped the ball. They lined up wider in between the hash and the numbers in that triangle formation. They shifted inside to about the hash mark, and then the outside receiver moved out to the top of the numbers. And so, you know, what is that kind of pressure does that put on a defense in terms of what they're doing pre-snap?
Yeah, I mean, you got to try to sort of decipher that quickly, and especially if it's something that you haven't seen on film already. So I think that, you know, Vipers are hoping to catch mismatch, but, you know, the play was really directed the other way. So a lot of times it's just create some confusion.
Hand off right side to Shepard, and he's going to fall forward out to about the 33-yard line. Short gain there of a couple yards, bring up a third down and long.
A lot of times those shifts, those motions, they'll give you some tips to the coverage, too. Trying to figure out how the defense responds to it.
Malik Cousin and Dominic Bolden in on the stop, 95 and 99 for the Raiders. 8:12 to go first half, still 7-0 Vandegrift.
Well, this is a well-coached football team. Every year we see him play.
Yep.
I'm so impressed with Coach Robinson and his preparation.
Yeah, so far this game's lived up to its billing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a heavyweight fight.
And now we're going to get a timeout, looks like. Timeout taken for Vandegrift. Let's take it with them. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Third and 7, going to have 3 or 4. The Vandegrift Vipers have got the ball on their own 33-yard line, moving from left to right, ball in the near hash. On a beautiful night in Austin, Texas. I didn't think we were going to be able to say that about Tuesday or Wednesday. But Mother Nature cooperates again.
It's a glorious night for football.
Now this is Shepard in motion to his left, dropping back Buchanan, looking, fine over the left side. He's looking for Beecham, can't quite find him. That ball tipped away at the last second by the Raider defense. That'll bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, Xavier Cox, that time defensive back, did a nice job of sinking back on that smash route. You know, I think he gave a signal like he was going to play the underneath route, and then gradually just moved back to interfere with that attempt there.
Vipers having a little frustration, Scott.
Yeah.
Not getting into the third and short situation. Second drive in a row, getting a third and long just makes it a little more difficult to convert.
Hudson Lilly set to punt it away. His first punt of the night, and it's a pretty good one.
Oh.
That's a loose football. It's a scramble for it. Vipers say they've got it at the 37-yard line. We'll stay with the officials. Viper football.
Wow. That's a huge play.
Yeah, came up, tried to aggressively to field that just off his fingertips, which almost happened on the last punt.
The difference was that one was in traffic.
Yeah.
And he paid the price for it.
And did not call for the fair catch, but Vipers see if they can capitalize on the muff punt.
I'm trying to see who came out of the bottom of that pile. 38. That would be Colton Peck. Came up with that loose football.
He was also one of our captains for the game, Merle. Senior, number 38.
Braden Holter was also right there, just in case. Vipers got to take advantage here now. First down and 10 at the rate of 36-yard line. The receiver's wide left, empty back set, quarterback draw. That's the Beecham on the Wildcat. Bouncer to the outside of the 30. This is what he can do to the 29-yard line.
Just
so they're trying to get number 5 in the game any way they can. Vipers are trying to get number 1 in the game any way
they can. Yeah, that move he just made there sort of defies physics when guys can kind of jump backwards and then basically hit full speed and about a step from there.
So often it looks like it's not going to work out for him, and then he gets 6 yards.
Second down and 6. Buchanan back in. Pass over the middle of the field. Caught Thomason.
Oh, what a
took
catch.
A big shot at the 9. This might be a targeting call. Landon Thomason took a shot but held on to it at the 9. What a throw by Braden Buchanan.
Yeah, I think that's one of the ones they were looking to try to get right down the middle of the field earlier. But took a heck of a shot. Flag on the play.
Flag came in instantly. No hesitation whatsoever.
And there's no... There's no mechanism for review in this situation.
No, and it's tried to separate him from the football. Didn't work. Thomason able to hang on to that one.
Great concentration, too, because you know that guy's coming.
Know he's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you can feel it. And just did a great job cradling the ball, tucked it away.
I like how Christian Lowe, the offensive lineman, is in there in the officials' huddle.
Yeah.
Just trying to help out.
Yeah. Well, who's going to move him out? I mean,
right. Targeting was the call. Now, I don't see an ejection. I guess Is it like college where there's two different kinds of targeting? I guess it would be.
Oh,
I don't know.
And it didn't look like you got him in the helmet. It was like a good hit. As they put the replay on. It's still probably the world's shortest personal foul penalty.
His head was up. And
yeah.
I think that's a good call by the officials.
So the Vipers would get it. First and goal at the three. Beautiful ball not to be lost in the penalty there. Beautifully thrown ball by Buchanan and Thomason with the catch. Vipers first and goal from the three. Two receivers near side. Buchanan, quarterback draw. Left side off, left tackle. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandegrift.
Yeah, well blocked that time on the left side, Hank. And that was the call all the way.
Oh, no question about it.
Draw.
No question about it. And again, that left side, Ian Reed and Mr. Gutierrez, number 61, doing a fantastic job. There was just all kinds of acres of space to run into.
Yeah,
there
nice
for
call, because you know it was Buchanan getting the snap that time. You know, had it been Beecham, they probably would have been looking for the run.
I was going to say, like, he's probably getting jealous because Beecham was getting all those carries. High snap, good hold by Lilly. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:48 to go, first half. Vipers finally with a little bit of breathing room up now. 14-0. We'll take a break and be right back. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Hi, I'm Daryl Foytek, owner of Advantage Austin Properties and a proud sponsor of our Vandegrift Vipers football team. Advantage Austin Properties is your Four Points area experts for all your real estate needs. 512-418-0594 or visit livinginfourpoints.com for more information. And if you mention this radio ad, Advantage Austin Properties will donate $500 to the Viper Football Team Booster Club with each successful real estate transaction. Advantage Austin Properties. Real care, real performance, real advantage.
Kickoff to come here from the 40-yard line. 6:48 to go in this first half. Vipers now up 14-0.
Well, they just make those miscues hurt, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, the game's a dead heat, gentlemen, up until this point, except for two turnovers, and the opportunistic Vipers taking advantage of both of them.
Kick sails back to the 6-yard line, up to the 10, here to the near side, 15 to the 20. And nice seeing this time out across the 30, and knocked down at the 37-yard line. Raiders fans with something to cheer about there after the nice return from I.E. Adekoya.
Their best position, starting position of the night.
Number 30, Hayden Arnold. On the stop, along with his good buddy, number 16, Andrew Scott.
KP Swartwood writing in on the email says, giving a shout-out, thanks for keeping us up to date. Also a shout-out to the Vipers defense, pushing back, especially number 10, Slater Swartwood. Defense rules from Mimi and Yes Yes in New Orleans.
Defense does rule.
It does rule.
She's a genius. I like
so
that a lot.
Tonight it has.
Zach and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air about all the basketball scores you're seeing. Not when you play the Vipers.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. And Cedar Ridge, gentlemen, is not really set up to come from behind in this situation. They're a grinded-out team, you know, winning these games by close margins, but maintaining time of possession. I mean, it's not really a part of their game plan.
That's right. I mean, Taylor's the kind of player that can make those big plays happen, but their scheme is just the way that it is, like you said, grinded out, ball control.
And off right side, trying to turn the corner, and is going to be drugged down from behind. Getting in there from the back side was Andrew Scott to wrap up Carlos Jackson.
Andrew Scott got there first, and then what I love is it doesn't take long for the cavalry to arrive.
Boy, it's just amazing how fast he flew up into that area, Scott. I mean, it looked like there was a little bit of a seam to run into, and it's a one-yard loss.
Little injury on the field.
Injury on the field. Let's go ahead and take a break while they tend to the injured player. You are listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
It's important to preserve as many of life's memories as we can. Patty Jones Photography specializes in senior and family portraits, boutique weddings, and milestone events like graduations, proms, and more. Patty offers mini sessions that include 5 downloads, deluxe sessions that offer 10 downloads, plus
specialized packages. Remember to mention Viper Football and receive 20% off a variety of prints. Visit PattyJonesPhotography.com, 737-900-5662.
Capture those special moments of timeless history for your family.
Card My Yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit CardMyYard.com today.
Injured player for Cedar Ridge is a running back, Carlos Jackson. He was putting a little bit more weight on the wheels as he comes off the sideline, so hopefully that young man can get back in the football game.
Yeah, he's been their most productive, consistent ball carrier so far tonight, so that will be a big loss if he's not able to get back in there.
Second down and 11 after the big play there by Andrew Scott. And shuttle over to the left side, trying to make, oh, what a big hit at the 35-yard line. No gain on the play. The 8-9 combo from Tucker Harrison and Jackson Oliver just sandwiched Gio Perry.
You don't want to be in the middle of that.
No.
I'm not sure what Dad is feeding number 9, Jackson Oliver, but it's working. He's just dominating proceedings. Yeah. Unblockable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just no chance for the receiver to get in front of him on that play.
So big third down here for the Viper defense. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Cedar Ridge going from right to left. 5:40 to go. First half, 14-0. Vandegrift trips to the near side. Dropping back Taylor. Now he's going to roll to his right, trying to get away from Emerson. Out across the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 47-yard line. Just when he saw the first down coming into view, the Vipers caught him.
Yeah, nice open field tackle there by Jackson Oliver. He's able to stop him short of the sticks.
So now if you're Cedar Ridge, you go for it on 4th-and-2, your side of the field. It looks like Taylor might be a little shaken up.
Yeah, he got wrapped up by Jackson Oliver and a few of his friends, but
one thing that we always love about watching this Viper defense is so many guys, so many white jerseys in this case.
Oh yeah.
In on the tackle. I mean, everybody's flying to the football. Just a part of
it's
the
like they'll
philosophy.
Have like FOMO on that defense.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in on it.
Are tending to him. We'll keep it here this time. As Brad Stanton writes in, says, you guys are looking good in the reflection of the glass. Yeah, we know.
It's the shine
I love
from my
this
head.
Place.
Yeah.
I love this place, but it's a hall of mirrors to try to do video in. I try to stretch and say we're the best looking crew, but I know.
No, we all have faces for radio.
Well, so. We're on the radio for a reason.
Yeah.
Shane might get away with it.
Right,
but he's,
yeah.
He's hiding behind the computer screen, so.
Interesting to see what they do here. 5:16 left in the second quarter.
Well, especially number 5 out.
Yeah, he's their punter.
He's their punter.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Looks like they're going to go for it. Hey, why not try to draw them off sides at least and see if you
exactly,
can get a cheap one.
And off to Gio Perry, right side. He's going to pick up the first down out to the 49-yard line. Just a quick hitter off right tackle.
Well, that's just a case right there, guys, of believing in what you do as an offense.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and run the football. It's 4th-and-2. We believe in our guys up front. Just a great job.
Yeah, and showing great faith in his offense. And I think that sends a really strong signal to the guys that are out there.
Yeah. So, Raiders, first down for the Raiders at their own 49-yard line. Clock rolling again, 4:47 to go, first half. One receiver split out to either side. Hand off up the middle. And breaking tackles this side, inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line. Gio Perry, the senior running back, starting to get things going.
Good-looking run. Cedar Ridge offensive line starting to do some road grading of their own.
Yeah, he's finding a crease in there and hitting it quickly.
It looks like we've got another timeout of the field. Let's take it with them. 4:22 to go in this first half, 14-0 Vandegrift. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
For Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, home is where the heart is. A licensed realtor since 1999, Aaron Turnley has been providing turnkey real estate services since 2003. Aaron consistently ranks in the top 10% of all 94,000 Coldwell Banker agents worldwide, and she knows the community. She's been part of a Pop Warner or Viper family since landing here in Austin in 2013. For more information, visit AaronTurnley.com. Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, guiding you home since 2003.
There's good, then there's Mighty Fine. Thank you, Mighty Fine Texas, for supporting the Vipers football. Enjoy classic Texas burgers how you love them. Red, yeller, white, or all of the above. Add a side of fries, onion rings, or if you're in the mood for a little of both, just ask for free. Don't forget to add a hand-dipped milkshake and make it a meal. Five locations across Austin, including the trailer, just around the corner at Four Points.
Well, it was a quick injury time. Back trying to run a play for Leo Berry, but Sterling Emerson wrapped him up and flung him back for a loss. But there is a flag in the play, so it's third and fourth. The result of the play stands, but we'll see what the flag is. I saw a Viper coming off the field with his helmet in hand, so I wonder if maybe a hands to the face ripped off the helmet.
Yeah, and Cedar Ridge is sort of backing up their huddle, so they seem to believe that it's on them.
It's a big foul face mask on the Raiders. So
you are. Nicely done there, Sherlock Holmes. You looked at the clues and were able to figure that out, Merle.
On the stat sheet, that erases another tackle for loss by number 47, Sterling Emerson. He was back in the backfield by the time the quarterback handed the ball to the running back.
Well, you got him where you want him now in second and long. Let's see if we can keep him there. Second and 16. Low snap. Ball's on the carpet. Scramble for it at the 40-yard line. Looks like the Raiders fell back on it to avert disaster, but a wasted play is going to bring up a third down. Let's see, 39, 11, what, 20, third and 20?
So every week, it happens all the time where we see a snap like that against this Viper defense. You got three guys on the line of scrimmage making your center twitchy.
Yeah,
we get illegal procedure penalties, and then we see a snap like that. I don't think the quarterback is even ready, and it was practically rolled back there.
So third down and 20 from the Raiders 39-yard line, and now another flag. And this drive is quickly going backwards if you're Cedar Ridge.
Yeah, and just when Cedar Ridge starts to get a little bit of rhythm, they start to self-destruct. But I think to your point, Hank, and we're going to get the false start penalty here. But, to your point, I think a lot of this is just the Viper defense presents so many problems. And guys are jumpy. They're not able to focus. It creates all sorts of chaos and confusion, and offenses get sloppy.
So third down and 25 now from the 34-yard line. Trips wide right, another low snap, and that disrupted the timing, and he's going to go down. Grabbing him from around the ankles was Tucker Harrison, the sack leader, and that low snap just disrupted the timing. He got in there pretty quick anyway, though.
Yeah, he sure did, and finding different ways to get pressure.
Yeah.
But there has not been a clean pocket all night, regardless of who's trying to throw it. It was Liston that time. But
well, you go from you had a third and three, third and four,
right,
and then you're in a third and 25.
Yeah,
and
not a high percentage down of
self-construction. And the way that they're set up to operate, you really can't get behind the chains like that.
And now another flag comes in. Can't be a delay of game.
The Raiders are sort of
start. Procedure. Wow.
Sort of imploding right now.
So that puts it at the 24-yard line. Give a shout-out to my mom tuned in from Illinois.
All right.
Who the Bears got this weekend, Merle?
I don't know. I'm just glad they got by last week. I'm taking it week by week right now. Fourth down and a bunch. High punt. Pretty nicely done. Fair catch called for by Beecham and made it to the 35-yard line. That's where the Vipers would take over. So, guys, 2:29 to go. You've got at least... it looks like two timeouts remaining. If you get any sort of points here, you get the football
in
the second half.
This is one of those soul-killer opportunities because, you had such great momentum there. If you're a Raider fan where you convert on fourth down, a gutsy call, showing great faith in your offense, and then they self-destruct from there. Vipers have a great opportunity Well, I think this is Packer week for the Bears, isn't it?
I think that's what I was thinking, yeah.
I think there's plenty of time left to do whatever you want right here. We haven't called any timeouts yet this half.
One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Buchanan, handoff to Ryan Shepard. And he pushes the pile out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Be about a four-yard pickup, second down and six. Clock rolling here in this first half, 14-0, Vandegrift on top.
I stand corrected. We did call a timeout previously.
One, yeah.
So we got two remaining.
You know, there's no rollover timeouts. So Coach Sanders does a nice job of utilizing those in the first half when he needs them.
Thomason split wide left, two receivers near side. Play action pass. Buchanan dropping back. He's got Beecham wide open here on the near side. In and out of the hand. Stripped away at the very last second by Darwin Weston to save a touchdown.
Good play by Darwin Weston right there.
Yeah, really nice
Had
play.
Had to make up some ground.
Boy, Beecham was open.
He was open. Had a couple steps. Ball just a little bit underthrown.
But he threw it a long way.
Yeah, he did. He uncorked one. But
that was about, 45 yards in the air?
Yeah.
Well, and it was across the hash.
Really, really well played by Christian Zamora, or was that Darwin Weston on the play?
Oh, sorry, Christian Zamora, number one,
but really nice play. Just, and, you know, it's a great example, watching the receiver's eyes and seeing when that ball comes down and just poke it away at the last second.
So third and six, play action again. Buchanan fires over to the near side, complete to Grayland Spring out the 49-yard line. That'll be good for a Viper first down.
Yeah, another just laser of a throw. Tight window, and Grayland Spring right there to make the catch on the slant.
Buchanan looks comfortable back there.
Yep.
Behind that,
he's not afraid to turn it loose.
Big Hogmaw unit.
This time, handoff Shepard. He's going to cut it up the middle of the 45, breaking a tackle inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Started wide left, put on the brakes, and knifed it up between the guard and the tackle, and 13 yards later, he has a Viper first down.
I love the way he finishes a run. Just such a strong, you know, carrying a couple guys there, a few extra yards.
Viper's going quick. First down at the 38-yard line. Buchanan dropping back. Fires over to the right side, looking for Spring. Caught! Five! Touchdown, Vandegrift!
What a throw.
Yeah, great throw. Great route by Grayland Spring. Nice catch and a little bit of traffic, but boy, that was a heater.
It was a heater.
He did a great job positioning his body to shield the football from the defender.
He's a tough matchup because he's got such great size.
Right.
Kind of a deep post route.
And again, Buchanan just all kinds of time. Great job on the O-line. Let him get his feet set.
Good snap by Lilly. Hayden Arnold drills it. Stays perfect on extra points. It was 67 ticks on the clock in this first half. The Vipers with a bit of a cushion now, 21-0. We'll take a break and turn it back over to the defense. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
Considering buying, selling, or leasing property in the Austin area? Kim Krantz Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty, has been in Austin for over 25 years and is a Four Points area resident, proud Vandegrift parent, and supporter of Viper football. Whether you'd like to learn what your home might sell for, purchase a vacation home, or invest in real estate, Kim is the perfect partner to help you achieve your goals. Contact Kim Krantz Allison at cbrealty.com or visit kimsellsats.com today. Kim Krantz Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty.
Tomlin Family Orthodontics believes you should have the straight smile you deserve at any age. Dr. Travis Tomlin designs individualized care plans to create beautiful, straight smiles for all his patients. Traditional braces to Invisalign, Tomlin Family Orthodontics uses cutting-edge technology to make treatment effective and efficient. Great orthodontic care is only a few minutes away. For more information or to schedule your complimentary consultation, visit us online at TomlinFamilyOrthodontics.com.
One minute, 7 seconds until the national champion Viper marching band takes the field. Viper's up 21-0, making some music of their own here. With a 3-score lead, they'll get the football to start the second half. You just want to pin down Cedar Ridge. Don't give up a cheap one and get to the locker room. Squib kick along the ground, and that's field at the 21-yard line up to the 25. Reverses field at the 30, and that's about as far as he's going to get. Well, did a good job breaking tackles, but all it resulted in was some extra punishment.
But when you're an up back on the kickoff return, it's like a dream come true.
Yeah, until that. Yeah, you get drilled.
Yeah.
It's one of those two things, too. It feels like there's more than 11 guys
right
down in coverage.
They just keep on coming, right? Miles Brophy on the return. Cedar Ridge, first down and 10 from their own 30-yard line with 59 seconds to go in this first half. 21-0.
Yeah, you don't get the sense that they're a home run hitting kind of offense.
Right.
So.
Hand off up the middle and stacked up at the line of scrimmage. That's been tough sledding all night. About a 2-yard pickup, maybe three.
Which is tough when you're not executing perfectly.
Right.
And you're making a lot of mistakes because, you know, you need to string 10 or 12 plays together to get the ball down the field and score.
Yeah, but the way they operate on offense, 21 points.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty tall mountain.
Well, you know, you never know. But they've got some speed that can get them there if they can just get them loose. But they seem like they're sort of content to play it conservatively here, just let the clock tick away.
Raiders averaging 30 points a game, but not against the Viper defense. Hand off right side, Perry again. This time he's got the first down out to the 45-yard line.
So you get Perry loose.
Yeah. He's got
the jets to get there and take it to the house.
Stop the clock to move the chains. Looks like Cedar Ridge does have three timeouts remaining should they choose to use them here.
The clock did not stop.
Yeah, clock operator should be giving them
a... That's the half.
Yeah.
They're just going to let it run out. I'm surprised by that.
Yep.
I am too.
If they had it in their own 10, that'd be one thing, but they're out near midfield.
Guarantee Blake Mauser would be firing away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So 21-0, the score here at the end of the first half. By the way, I did notice right before we got to halftime, Victor Taylor, number 5, back on the field. So that's good news for Cedar Ridge fans. But the quick thoughts here before we start our halftime presentation.
Yeah, no, Vipers just continue to pick up where they leave off the previous week. You know, what a great half by the Viper defense.
Yes.
I mean, that's the one thing that sticks out, you know, creating opportunities. And then, you know, the offense sputtered in a couple of series, but, you know, ultimately capitalized on Raider mistakes and made them pay. But, you know, all Vipers right now, 21-0, they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
We talk about it all the time. Vipers do not beat themselves, guys.
Yeah, right.
I don't have them for a penalty, and I've got Cedar Ridge for about 5 or 6. The 2 takeaways are huge in this game. So far, the fumble recovery, and then the punt.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. It was the first 14 points, and then, you know, they have an opportunity to go down for a big kickoff return, Cedar Ridge, and get in a 3rd and 3, and then they go 20 yards with the penalties. So they're killing themselves.
Yeah.
And you can't do that against the Vandegrift Vipers. So 21-0 to score here at the end of the first half. Vipers on top. We'll take an extended break. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Hey, Viper football fans. We'd like to say congratulations to Four Points Rugby on their 2021 state championship. Four Points Rugby is built on an attitude of respect, sportsmanship, accountability, and character. If you're tough enough to be a Viper football fan, maybe you're tough enough to join Four Points Rugby Club. There's no rugby experience necessary. To join or get more information about Four Points Rugby Club, contact us at fourpointsrugbyclub@gmail.com. Come win another state championship with Four Points Rugby in 2022.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, kick and eat, unbelievable, sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Kick and eat's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal, kick and eat is for real. Follow me to kick and eat, gotta have their Fiji.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
It's never too soon to start teaching good savings and spending habits. Encourage early savings with a high-interest youth savings account from South Star Bank. And teach responsible spending in a safe environment with South Star Bank's youth checking account. South Star Bank youth accounts offer no minimum balance fee and no monthly service charge. Set your child on the path to financial stability. Open a South Star Bank youth account today. Learn more about southstarbank.com/youth. Member FDIC.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, Texas licensed in Texas.
Welcome back to the Kelly Reese Athletic Center. 21-0 here, half past four. Vanderbilt on top of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Merle Bertrand, Scott Schaffner, Hank Hudson here in the booth, along with Shane Schwalinski, our video producer and statistician. Zach Lucero was down to the sidelines throughout that first half after he blew the pick six and only had five. We have to give it. He's not going to live that one down. But he did have a chance to catch up with head coach Drew Sanders just a few moments ago. Let's hear what coach had to say.
All right, coach, going into half up 35-0 on McNeil. What are your thoughts?
It was a hard-earned half, really. I mean, they drove down the field the first drive and made us really pull out all the stops. We had to go to some exotic stuff.
Yeah, that's last week.
Well, obviously, that was last week. We went back in time for a little bit.
It was so good we wanted to hear it again.
Yes.
We'll wait for a few minutes for that one to make its way over the interweb thingy. And 21-0 to score. Any thoughts here on that first half? I know
Yeah, we're kind of sitting out here watching the Vandegrift band. It's just a magnificent spectacle here. If you've never had a chance.
National champion.
National champion Vandegrift band. But, an equally impressive performance by Vandegrift defense in that first half. I mean, they were awesome. And, just really contained an offense that has some weapons. We saw some signs. They got a little help, too, which I think partly when you're playing that aggressively on defense and you're just creating havoc, you're going to force the other teams to kind of press a little bit, make some mistakes. Those offensive linemen looked a little jumpy. Understandable when you have that kind of pressure from the D-line and linebackers coming. And of course, the Viper offense, just continues to show how many weapons they have, Hank.
And it's an attrition situation on the offensive line. And, they didn't start off the first couple of drives with those illegal procedure penalties, but just the force of nature that is the Vandegrift defense coming at you, it just makes you jumpy.
I think it just gives you, it makes your brain fatigue a little bit.
The heebie-jeebies.
I think that's a technical term. But absolutely. I mean, it's kind of get, they get inside your head, and kind of other teams just sort of tend to unravel, even when they start to get a little bit of traction, started to come apart. And the Vipers are the last team in the world that you want to do that against because they just make it hurt.
And when it happens fast. You see a penalty, then you press a little bit, then you make another penalty, and the next thing like Hank said at the time, I went from 3rd-3 to 3rd and about 29 in a heartbeat. So that's what this Viper team does.
Yeah, it does. And I would be surprised if we see more of that in the second half, because when you're down 21-0, you're going to have to start taking some chances and pressing a little bit. We didn't see them take any chances there. Played it very conservatively to end the first half, but could be very easily 28-0 by the time they see the ball again, and then they're really going to have to sort of start to press.
Now, I know Hank's got the stats put together. We're waiting on Shane. Do you have anything you can go over with? Do you need the other? Oh, Shane got it just in the nick of time.
Oh, yeah. And that's it. He's got stats from the other covered. Team. So the Vipers are winning the statistical battle, as you would expect. 173 yards total offense is what I've got. Buchanan, 4-12 passing with a touchdown. Some tightly thrown balls in there. That's a big touchdown pass to Grayland Spring. Beautiful pass. Got Mr. Shepard, 9 carries for 56 yards. Beecham's carried the ball a couple times for 7 yards. And, of course, Braden Buchanan with a 4-yard TD scamper of his own. In the first half, you know, I think we had Sterling Emerson had 4 tackles for loss that I counted. One of them had been wiped out by a penalty, but he also had 4 or 5 heavy collisions in there. So, dominating performance. Total yards for Cedar Ridge, thank you, Shay, 73 total yards, 8 yards passing, only 3 passing attempts, 75 yards on the ground, and they've made some hay running the ball, but just not much happening for their offense.
It's not good when you have probably more yards in penalties than you do rushing. That's that's a tough half.
Yeah, that's close.
73 yards is not going to win a lot of football games at any level.
No.
So 21-0 the score here at halftime. Viper band entertaining the crowd. Cedar Ridge band on deck. We'll take a break, and we'll see if we got the interview in from Coach Sanders, and be back for more of the halftime show in just a second. Vipers on top, 21-0. Fanning of Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Hi, Viper fans. This is Krista Spring, top sales agent with the HD Realty Team.
Hi, this is Holly Dees, broker owner of the HD Realty Team. Together, Krista and our team have over 20 years of real estate experience.
As busy current and former Viper moms, we love helping our Vipers and their families make moves happen on and off the field.
HD Realty Team would love to help with your next move. Call Krista Spring or Holly Dees today.
Go Vipers! Hashtag run it back. Go number 11. Hashtag water moccasin.
Hi, I'm Daryl Foytek, owner of Advantage Austin Properties and a proud sponsor of our Vandegrift Vipers football team. Advantage Austin Properties is your Four Points area experts for all your real estate needs. My wife, Annie, and I have been Four Points area residents for over 15 years and provide potential homeowners a wealth of knowledge and information about the Four Points area. Please call Advantage Austin Properties at 512-418-0594 or visit livinginfourpoints.com for more information.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop at a Doghouse Four Points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
halftime score. Vipers on top. Viper marching band clearing the field to get ready for the Cedar Ridge band. And now we think we got the right one queued up. We've gone back from last week and traveled through time and space and got back up to October 15th. Let's hear what head coach Drew Sanders had to say when he spoke to Zach Lucero just a few moments ago.
All right, coach, going into half up on Cedar Ridge, 21-0. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's definitely a good start. You know, the stops by the defense while our offense is kind of getting its footing right now, you know, we haven't played a defense like them in a good long while, honestly, probably since Ellison, you know, that tough. And so we're kind of trying to get our footing offensively. You can tell we're starting to figure it out a little bit. Started with a nice special teams play by Peck there. And then, you know, we had a nice stop there defensively. They had a lot of momentum. They went for it on fourth down on their own end. You know, it was a really gutsy call, fourth and five, and they went for it. I thought the whole time they were going to quick kick it. So I didn't have a really good call in, and they got me on that. So that was a great job by their coaching staff. But then we were able to buck up and find a way to stop them there. So now we'll go back to the drawing board. We got it. We need to score this first drive.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go, Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. What's interesting about that, guys, is the question started off almost exactly the same. The only thing that changed was the score. 35-0 last week at McNeil, 21-0 this week against Cedar Ridge. And that's no accident. If you were with us since the beginning, you heard the pregame interview. The Vipers have, let's see, where is it at here? 172-45 Vipers advantage in the first half. First quarter is even more lopsided than that. And that's what we're seeing take place here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you almost could just replay some of these broadcasts from start to finish because, you know, the formula doesn't really change. You're playing, you know, lights out defense, and then offense is figuring out, got just a ton of weapons. You know, I did see that, you know, Coach Sanders mentioned the caliber of this defense that they're facing tonight. We see that. I mean, they're stout up front. They've got some, I think, probably one of the better secondaries we've seen, certainly one of the more physical secondaries that we've seen so far. But like he said as well, you know, you feel like Brady Buchanan is starting to find his rhythm.
Yep.
That offensive line is starting to exert its will a little bit, and we'll see how they come out here in the second half.
A great stat here from Shea, minus 28 from sacks. So we talked about three pass attempts. They just can't get it off. I mean,
yeah, you can't throw it if you're on your backside.
Well, I mean, he's dropping back into a 5 or 7 step drop, and there's a Viper defender there already. So it's he's running for his life.
Yeah.
In contrast, you know, contrast, you got Braden Buchanan, who looks like he's very comfortable back there with all kinds of time to throw.
Yeah, I think one of the starkest contrasts we can talk about is just that, you know, Braden's had a very clean pocket, guys getting down, he's making the throws, and you know, completely opposite on the other side, regardless of who's trying to throw it for the Raiders. But that, you know, Coach Sanders, you know, always finds a way, just, you know, different kinds of, you know, pressures, you know, some of them just good old-fashioned three-man pressure, and they're just beating their guys. There's a great quickness in that front three. But then Coach Sanders always finds a way to, you know, get that fourth blitzer in there and create all kinds of problems for an offense to deal with.
Yeah, pressures in the backfield, lots of long plays, second and third and long for Cedar Ridge. Vipers winning the turnover battle. Zach's made his way back up here from the field, and he's been down there in the sidelines. Let's hear what Zach Pick 5 Lucero has to say.
You know, if you think back, we were talking about the sacks and the passing attempts. If you think back, Sterling Emerson and Tucker Harrison have really made an impact very early in the game via sacks. And I think that Cedar Ridge really wanted to come in here and kind of test our secondary a little bit. I mean, you know Jackson Oliver, you know Griffin Schaefer, but I think some of the other guys are a little new and kind of untested, and I think their thought process is use their big receivers and their passing game that has been working so well this season and kind of beat the Vipers that way. But if you think those early possessions, it was the sacks and the defensive line not letting them get the passing attempts off. We talk about three passing attempts, one of those coming from the Wildcat formation, so not even coming from the quarterback, and I think that's just kind of the vibe on the sideline is. I think Brandon Griffith is really up for this game because if you think about on the other sideline, this is a Cedar Ridge team that beat Round Rock a couple weeks ago, and then that's kind of been running the table on their side of things in terms of they beat the guy that they weren't supposed to beat, and now they're the school that's the big man on campus and the big man of the district. And Jackson Oliver said, like, I think it was 7-0 at the time after that big score. He was like, man, and they wanted us. It was kind of like the we want Bama thing in the
right,
district.
Right.
Everyone's saying like we want Vandegrift. And you're Cedar Ridge. You're at a place where you can say that we beat Round Rock and Round Rock beat y'all.
Right.
So we want Vandegrift, and I think that's. It's kind of like when you go out to eat and you got the new thing on the front of the menu that looks super good and you say I want that, but then you can't quite finish it. And I think that's kind of what it is when you think you know how to beat Vandegrift, you think you can test their secondary, you think you can run on them, you think you have an edge here, and then Coach Sanders just kind of identifies that early and is able to kind of correct things. And speaking of correcting things, Scott, I wanted to ask you and your kind of Dilfer's Dimes, Scott Signal Callers. The portion of the broadcast that Brady Buchanan, Coach Sanders talked about it. The offense was really trying to get going early in the game, and Brady Buchanan didn't look great at first. But then now, if you missed the first quarter, or first couple of drives, and watched Brady Buchanan, you would hear me say that and be like, "What do you mean? This dude's on fire right now." What have you seen kind of change as the possessions have mounted up in terms of the quarterback position for the Vipers?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got more comfortable, and so I would imagine that he's getting some. You know, coaching on the sideline, they're starting to figure out, okay, this is what they're trying to do to you from a secondary standpoint. You're getting great, getting great protection from the offensive line. So it's allowing some of these deeper routes to develop a little bit, and he's finding his guys. But I think it's one of those things where it's like, shoot or shoot, and you just kind of keep it rolling. But I think the key has been, the Vipers attack has been so well balanced. Coach Sanders talked about it a little bit in his opening. That when you're effectively running the ball and they've got to sort of gear up to stop that, it leaves the passing game wide open. But on the flip side of that, the Raiders haven't been able to do that. As you said, those sacks just kind of took them out of their game right away. They haven't been a threat throw the ball. Haven't been able to get Taylor into the secondary to exploit whatever mismatches they thought they might have had.
Yeah, having a lineup at quarterback.
Yeah, had a lineup just to kind of get him in the game and get his touches. So, the Viper defense has been able to really throw them off their, what I think was a pretty sound game plan coming in. But, it's funny, the teams talk about, okay, we want Bammer, we want Vandegrift. Well, guess what? They're getting Vandegrift. This is what people have found out.
Yeah.
They're going to get after you on defense. And then they just way too many ways to hurt you when they have offense on the field. But I think they're figuring it out. Give credit where credit is due here. The Raiders, that secondary and defense is legit.
Jackson Donahoe, 21.
Yeah. He's a hitter. I mean, he's one of those big time safeties that will lower the boom and kind of commanding his secondary out there. So been impressed with what I've seen there, but I like the way the Vipers seem to be figuring that out. We'll see if that continues in the second half.
Well, was there a bit of a recalibration on the sideline? I mean, the Vipers get the turnover right off the bat, quick score, 30 some seconds into the game. But then they didn't score again the entire first half. It wasn't until midway through the second quarter that they kind of got things going. Was there a sense on the sideline of, okay, this is going to be easy again, and then they had to recalibrate and realize they were in a football game?
It was kind of like a little bit of like a blast from the past on the sideline. It was last year and in years past, it was like the defense is super hype on the sideline, making
right.
all these plays and not giving up any yards. And this year it's been the offense. The defense is doing just as well, but the offense has been like jumping up and down and scoring
right,
really
right.
fast and stuff. And I think the first couple of possessions there was a couple missed opportunities and some of the receivers like, hey dude, I was open right there, and kind of that type of frustration that you can get sometimes. And
right.
But then like you said, like, it kind of recalibrated and the defense got a couple more stops, which is like the Vandegrift of old in terms of getting stops and revitalizing the sideline and getting that. Those guys kind of hyped up again, and that offense is able to score on a shorter field. And even if you do make some mistakes, you're already so close that you're going to just wander into the end zone just because
right.
the offense is so good. And that's kind of what Brady Buchanan did on his score. He's just so big, and they were so close that
yeah.
he just kind of found his way into the end zone. So I do agree, Merle. There was kind of like a – when I first walked down there right after doing the pick six, the pick five versus
at least you're self-owning it now.
Yeah, right. Versus a couple minutes in, it was a completely different sideline in terms of who was hype, and now they're all hype, and guys are getting
right.
involved, and they're making special teams plays, and even special teams. Like I walk down there, and they miss a field goal, and that's just kind of different. We haven't
yeah,
seen
yeah.
that this year. And then a couple minutes later, they're having missed an extra point, and they're making fumbles on special teams and things like that. So they kind of recalibrated, like you said,
And we almost could have reused that interview from last week. It's because the same kind
right,
of thing.
Yeah.
We could, like Scott said, replay the broadcast, replay the interviews, and it's kind of same old, same old with this Vandegrift team.
Well, let's hope the second half is same old, too, and the Vipers can build on this 21-0 lead. About 5 minutes left in halftime. Cedar Ridge Band on the field right now with what looks like a construction site on the field. So we'll take a break, be back in time, hopefully right before the second half kickoff. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way to kick and eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Kick and tea is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken Eats is for real. Follow me to Chicken Eats. Gotta have their GG.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
It's never too soon to start teaching good savings and spending habits. Encourage early savings with a high-interest youth savings account from South Star Bank. And teach responsible spending in a safe environment with South Star Bank's youth checking account. South Star Bank youth accounts offer no minimum balance fee and no monthly service charge. Set your child on the path to financial stability. Open a South Star Bank youth account today. Learn more about southstarbank.com/youth. Member FDIC.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels. Or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS consumeraccess.org, Texas licensed in Texas.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Football season grinds on, and it's time to stop putting off LASIK. This is Craig Way, and you've heard me say it before. Now is the time to stop dealing with the hassles of contacts and glasses. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye. Don't let another game go by putting off LASIK. Schedule your free consultation today. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
Football is here, and you need a new ride. Score big right now at Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Toyota, Round Rock Hyundai, and Round Rock Genesis. We have the new and used vehicles that will look amazing as you pull into a stadium parking lot. That's Round Rock Auto Group, with fine dealerships like Round Rock Genesis. Exit 254, I-35, and roundrockgenesis.com.
Welcome back to Kelly Reed's Athletic Complex in Austin, Texas. Second half just moments away from getting underway. Merle Bertrand, Hank Hutchins, Scott Schaffner, Zach Lucero down on the field. Shane Schawinski, our video producer. Nolan Hogan doing a great job on the board tonight. 21-0. Vipers on top. I want to give a shout-out to Polly Eagle sending an email. She wants to give a shout-out to number 25, who is Nick Draken. So thank you very much, Polly, for the email. And 21-0, Coach said it. We say it every week, this first possession of the second half. It's kind of funny because we were watching the pregame ceremonies and watching the coin flip. And as soon as we saw the Cedar Ridge is going to get the football first, everybody up here kind of did the old fist pump.
Yeah, and that's sort of been part of the Vandergriff formula all season. And to dominate the first half and then have an opportunity to set the tone right away with the first drive in the second.
Well, it's just so interesting, me looking at the play log from the first half. It's sort of a dead heat except for those, that one drive they had, so you get 7 points there. But two of those scores, guys, were off of turnovers. And Cedar Ridge holding their own, mounting some drive, getting some offense going. They clearly have a plan, and they executed quite well. But they're in a hole right now. And then, Scott, as you said, they're not really set up for this kind of situation to come back. So it'll be interesting to see once they get the football, what are they going to do?
Yeah, it's a hard one, too, because they're going to want to try to open it up a little bit. But, Zach pointed out when he was up here, it's tough to do when you have that kind of pressure coming, because all it does is make you susceptible to a sack or, throwing a ball under duress that could end up in the wrong hands. So it's not an easy challenge that they have in front of them here to try to climb back into this one.
He kind of took the words out of my mouth. It was interesting to hear him say, that he thought their plan was to kind of try to pick on the Viper secondary. The thought never crossed my mind because they never had a chance.
Yeah.
So
they always say, the best pass defense is a pass rush.
Right.
Well, we've got that in spades. And, I thought you made a good point, Scott, about their defensive backs. I think their D-backs are the best group we've seen so far. And so
yeah, it's a unit for sure.
I think there was some game speed adjustment that needed to take place for Braden to be able to get comfortable going against the best unit he's seen all year.
Yeah, and just a lot of tight windows to try to, try to squeeze some throws in. So they haven't made it easy on the Vipers offense, that's for sure.
Interesting. That smoke, the dry ice coming out of Vic the Viper is just kind of lingering there at about the 10-yard line back to the 5.
It is October, man.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like the moors of...
So does dry ice melt? Here's our science question for the week.
Does it melt? I know you can do some fun stuff with it if you dump it.
I wish I had a cricket sound effect.
It does not. Dry sublimates.
It sublimates.
Mm-hmm. So I was helping my
Bill Nye science guy.
Well, I was helping my son study for a science exam. So
he got that.
That
one,
was
right?
one of the flashcards.
Okay, good.
Well, it got to be Halloween here a couple of years ago when we were here when the lights went out and all that kind of stuff. So. They try a little onside squib kick here on the near side as the second half gets underway. Scramble for it at the 40-yard line. Vipers were ready for it. And alertly falling on the football was Hudson Lilly, the third-string quarterback, placeholder on the kickoff on the point after attempts. And heads-up play there by the young man.
Yeah, they were ready for it.
Jack of all trades, Hudson Lilly. I like that call by Coach Sam Robinson.
I
think you need a momentum change and very aggressive play calling on special teams.
But the result is Vipers have pretty good field position to start this drive. Going from left to right from their own 40-yard line. Vipers in all white, black numerals with the chrome helmet going from left to right. And handoff Shepard, left side. He's going to cut it up across the 40 after the 43-yard line. About a 40, there you go, getting a 45, a 5-yard pickup there for Ryan Shepard. Wearing number 0 this year, took a little getting used to.
What's your take on the number 0?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, some players wear it to make a statement about zero tolerance and don't know if he just liked the number or if there's some deeper meaning behind it, but I kind of like it. It's a little different.
Picks up a yard in that carry up the middle. It's going to bring up a third down and 4.
I'm waiting for somebody to wear double 0, like Ken Burroughs.
Yeah, exactly. Also, one of those things, you wear number 1 and you wear number 0, you better be pretty darn good football
player.
Obviously, Ryan Shepard can pull it off.
He can back it up.
Yeah.
Over 60 yards of the night thus far. Third down and 4 coming up here for the Vipers. One receiver wide left. Now 2 to the near side. They put Thompson off the right side of the tight end. Dropping back Buchanan. Fires left side and a sliding catch made at the 44-yard line. Great hands out there by Graylin Spring as he was falling down.
Yeah, nice job that time by Braden. Not trying to force anything in there, but just finding Spring settling into the creases in that zone.
I got to ask you guys, because I've been watching out of the viewfinder of the camera. I'll get to it after this play here. First down 10 at the 44-yard line. Hand off to Shepard. Nice hole up the middle. Inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Is that turf worn in the center of the field? Is it a lighter color to you?
Yeah, or, you know, is it just the way that it does look like it's a little worn? Or obviously, a lot of large human beings trampling it down there. So.
I was curious, because I know we've got a lot of reflections kicking around up here in the booth, and that one seemed pretty constant, and I realized that's the field. Second down and 6 from the 40-yard line. Play action pass, Buchanan firing over to the left side. Threw that one behind his intended receiver, trying to get it out to Rajon Middleton. Another speedster, but that one a little bit behind him. He outran the football. Third down and 5 coming up here from the 40.
Very observant, Merle, on the field. Said radio, the genius of radio broadcasting.
Right.
The voice of Vandergriff.
The
voice of Vandergriff football.
Third and 5 coming up from the 40. Vipers is no doubt in 4-down territory.
But different kind of tempo here. They're not in any hurry. Time is on their side.
1 receiver wide left, 1 to the near side. And now whistles blow. They may have taken too long. No procedure. So that'll set them back 5 yards, make it a 3rd and 11 from the 45-yard line.
Well, that's the first penalty of the game. Didn't come at a very opportune moment either, 3rd and 5. A much more favorable down in distance than what they're about to face.
Cedar Ridge fans trying to make some noise, trying to get a stop here. Vipers could almost put it away if they can put this drive in the end zone. 2 receivers here on the near side. It's Greenland Spring along with Jack Nelson in a stick. 1 receiver wide left. Thompson goes in motion, settles in on the left side. Hand off Shepard, left side. Breaking tackles and pushing the pile forward down to about the 41-yard line. That's going to make it a 4th down at about 7, and an interesting decision here for Coach Sanders.
Scott, do you have 2 plays called there, thinking knowing ahead of time you're going to go for it if you don't?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you're kind of hoping to see, hey, can we maybe get Ryan Shepard to pop one through there, but I think you've already made up your mind. If it doesn't work, we're going to go for it on 4th down.
2 receivers wide left. Shepard lined up to the right side here of Buchanan. Just underway, 2nd half, 21-0. Vipers on top. Buchanan dropping back, rolling right, looking, firing right side, and incomplete.
Great play.
Yeah, again, great play by that secondary, number 30 that time on the,
coverage.
And Miles Brophy got over, came from his safety spot as Braden was trying to get it into Grayland Springs, and was able to knock it away.
Got there clean.
Yeah, Spring had it in his hands, and then...
I mean, that was a beautifully delivered football, right in the right place.
Yeah.
So just a really good play.
I mean, Grayland Spring has good strong hands, and that time Brophy was just able to knock it away.
So Cedar Ridge takes over on downs. First down to their own 41-yard line. Now it's going to be 1st and 15 as they jumped again.
That's frustrating. if you're a coach, it's like, okay, the last thing we need to do here is get ourselves behind the chains.
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen a team cause so much of this as Vandegrift does, year after year after year.
And I think it's a byproduct of just that pressure.
Yep.
You know, and the quickness that those guys have up front.
I think it's a combination of things.
Yeah.
We talk about all the pre-snap movement that we see the Vipers' D-line sliding up and down, and then just the twitchiness from the pressure.
Listening at a quarterback, and the Raiders run through the blitz, but only managed to pick up about 3 yards on the play. From Geo Perry. It's going to bring up a 2nd down at about 12 from the 38-yard line.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad play if you were still operating from 1st and 10. But
right.
Behind those chains, it just throws you out completely out of rhythm.
That's a great point. You know, that's an absolutely great point.
Yeah.
3 yards is a big deal on 1st down. At any level, that's a win.
2nd down and 12 coming up from the 38-yard line. Hand off up the middle, and up to the 40. Not much doing there. It's going to bring up a 3rd down at about 11.
Yeah, exactly where the Vipers want them. You know, now they can sort of come with some sort of, you know, either just pressure, the old-fashioned way from those front three or come up with some exotic blitz package, but...
Well, you ran into a wall there.
Either way, I'm not, you know...
Austin Stevens in there. Sterling Emerson, just nowhere to go.
Yeah, and it's going to be in the hands of Victor Taylor this time, too. He's back there at the Wildcat.
So third down and 11 from the 40-yard line. 8:08 to go third quarter. Taylor dropping back, looking downfield. Pressure, now the pocket breaks down. He's got some running room up to the 45, and he's not going to get much further than that. Did I see a flag? Yeah, I did see a flag come in late. So we'll see if it's a hold on Cedar Ridge or a rough in the pass. Yep. So it's got to be a hold.
Yep, you're right, Merle. Already looking over, trying to get an indication from Coach Sanders what he wants to do. Does he want to give him a take the penalty yardage or force a decision here on fourth down?
The ever present number 10, Slater Swartwood, on the stop. Make sure they didn't get anywhere near that first down marker.
Interesting, you know, kind of personnel decision there by Coach Robinson. He obviously had Taylor in, expecting that pressure, figuring he gives you a better chance if the pocket breaks down to make a play with his feet. Almost broke through that time.
Well, this almost seems unfair now. You're in third and 22.
Country mile.
All the way back to the 29-yard line.
So you think the heat's coming?
Yeah. You wonder, they're talking to each other down there. You wonder if they're making a bet about who gets there first.
Yeah.
Third down and a bunch. Third down and about 21 yards to go. And trying to set up a screen pass over here in the left side. Complete up to the 30, to the 35, and breaks a tackle. Gets it to the 40-yard line, back near the original line of scrimmage. But the Vipers bending but not breaking. To drag down Matthew Brooks, the tight end, before he could pick up the first down yardage. And fourth and long, and the punting unit will have to come on.
I do like that call a lot. You know, just when you're facing relentless pressure, you know, try the screen. But again, Viper defense does a great job of kind of keeping it in front.
So Alex Foster, number 20 on the tackle, and also your defensive end, number 8, Tucker Harrison, trails that play from behind to make a tackle. So he's going the other direction. It's a great hustle play by number 8.
High snap, has to go back and get it. Does a good job, gets a low line drive kick. And it's going to take a Cedar Ridge roll right back to Reese Beecham. Up the middle to the 25 to the 34 sideline. Look out, 40. Cuts back at the 45, 50. To the 45 the other way and drug down from behind at the 37-yard line. And flags come flying in everywhere. And hopefully Reese Beecham is okay.
Yeah, he's getting some help there getting out of that pile.
Who made that block?
That was Max Yule. Max Yule. Absolutely cleaned somebody's clock.
Oof.
I think he threw that on Taylor.
And I got him up high, either a face mask or a horse collar or both.
Vipers are going to have really good field position here.
Man, self-destruct with penalties. Now, this is another thing we've seen from opponents as the frustration starts to mount.
Yes.
As the wave of anxiety increases as you go throughout these games.
Yeah, well, it is frustrating. It can drive you crazy. And Merle, you're exactly right. It was a horse collar on that tackle. So the Vipers are going to... I'd say this is plus territory, wouldn't you,
yeah.
Hank? It's starting at 21.
On my stat log, it says plus 21, so just,
yeah, right.
it's official.
First down at the Raider, 21-yard line. Moving from left to right, trying to maybe put this one a little bit out of reach with 6:46 to go. Hand off Shepard up the middle, bowling forward down to about the 19-yard line. About a 2-yard pickup will bring up a second down and 8.
Well, Coach Sanders said this is the best defense he's faced, and we've had a more difficult time establishing the run against this defensive unit.
Yeah, they got a you know, really stout D line out there, and I'll tell you what, the secondary is salty.
And off again, Shepard left side. Now he cuts it up inside the 15, spins down to about the 12-yard line, very near the first down marker. You got to kind of wonder. I know we're just after halftime, but you got to wonder if Cedar Ridge's defense is getting worn down a little bit.
I think that's a factor, Merle. You know, number 72 leaning on you all game,
right.
Ian Reed. Another devastating block over there on that left side by him and Mr. Gutierrez, his running buddy.
And up again, Shepard. Up the middle, pushes inside the 10, down to about the 8.
That's such a good sign if you're a Viper fan, just to see that offensive line just starting to take its toll on the defense, firing off flatbacks and pushing them back. Viper's on the march here.
Trips wide left, first and goal from the 8. Hand off up the middle again. Shepard bounces it, cuts it inside the 5. Still at his feet, digs down to the 3-yard line. Second and goal.
Well, this great vision right there.
He just has a way of finding daylight.
Downhill runner.
Trips again left. Buchanan against Shepard. See if he can finish it off. Diving towards the goal line. I think he got it in. No, it's going to be about a foot shy.
Yeah, a little bit short there, but I think Vipers are sensing what you were, Merle, in terms of fatigue on the on the defense. So tried to get that snap off quickly.
I almost don't mind that it was short because it's going to burn off another 30 seconds off the clock here. Inside of 5 minutes to go, 21-0. Vandegrift on top, looking to make it 27. Buchanan up under center, the old school. Well, now they kind of settle into an I formation. Buchanan up under center. Play action, rolling right, wide open in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Vandegrift. Landon Thomason all alone in the end zone. The entire world thinking it was going to be yet another running play, but Thomason was all by himself, and it's 27-0.
Yeah, really. Two tight ends and a wing back, I formation. Is that play in the Moeller High School?
It was bringing me back, yeah, man, I'm telling you. But a beautiful thing to see. First of all, Thomason, he deserved that one.
Yes, he did.
That hit he took in the first half, hanging onto the football, but really well executed there. Great play fake, and he was wide open.
I thought Liberty Hill and Marble Falls was tomorrow night.
Yeah, but set up by the, you know, the success they had running the football on that drive.
Hayden Arnold out of the hold of Lilly, who started this by recovering that onside kick. And the kick is up and good. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Vipers up by four, scores 28-0. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Iconic Ram Power is yours. From crew cabs to heavy duties, it doesn't matter what kind of new Ram you're looking for, we've got it at the Niall Maxwell Supercenter. Hi, I'm Mike Wilson, and the most awarded truck on the road is the Ram, and it's been named the back-to-back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for the third year in a row. And we've got truckloads of new Rams here in stock and more on the way during Niall Maxwell's Ram Power Days, all at the Niall Maxwell Supercenter or online at NileMaxwellSupercenter.com.
This is Craig Way for Brain Vault. Brain Vault is a patented technology based on proven science that helps protect athletes to reduce the risk of concussions. Brain Vault has used their technology for the past 6 years with roughly 100 NFL players with no concussions reported. And they've now taken that technology used in the NFL and developed a retail version of their mouth guard. So now your athlete can have the same level of protection the NFL players have experienced. Visit BrainVault.com to learn more about this next level of protection. BrainVault.com. Join the movement.
Vipers in control in this battle of unbeaten powers in 25-6A, trying to go 4-0 in the district, 7-0 on the season, up 28-0 with 4:40 left in quarter number three. Kickoff coming from the 40-yard line. Shorter kick near side, and that one takes a funny bounce and goes out of bounds. Almost landed back in at about the 5-yard line.
It's a designed, those designed high kicks, trying to find an empty spot on the kickoff coverage or kickoff return unit.
Good discipline by Zane Wofford that time, who just said, I mean, that takes a lot of guts to let that one bounce.
Yeah, I know.
See if it's going to go out of bounds, and it did.
You know, I did the JV games last night on Vipe, and Cedar Ridge lined up with, you know, two rows of five and one guy deep, but there was about 25 yards between the two rows, and the Viper kicker dropped it at about the 25-yard line, right in no man's land, and of course, Vandegrift recovered the kick.
Of course. Because that's what they do.
That's on purpose. Is that what you're saying?
Very much on purpose.
Intentional?
It's a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
What have you guys said last week? That this special teams unit of Vandegrift, I mean, they've got more tricks than a lot of teams have offensive plays.
Yeah, they just take that, you know, Ed Wolkind is a special teams coach. They take this stuff so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, they know how important it is. And you want to build a championship team, you got to have great special teams.
Hand off left side out to the 33-yard line.
You know, I'm frequently astounded by some of the things that Drew Sanders says. Last year, I remember him making a comment in a post-game interview where he talked about, I've been wanting to run that that field goal unit.
Geronimo,
where you run in and, like, you got to snap it at 9 seconds or left. I thought, my gosh, he's been practicing that thing for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he finally gets to unveil it.
Second down and seven. Handoff up the middle again. Runs right into Sterling Emerson. Somehow spun out of it. Got across the 37-yard line. Good second effort. I think that was Gio Perry on the carry.
Yeah, Perry's having a nice night.
He is.
He bounced off another thunderous hit from number 47.
But third down again.
Yep. Third and three from the 38-yard line.
But this is in their wheelhouse, third and three.
Yeah.
You know, no penalty right here.
A lot better chance.
Yeah.
One receiver wide right, one to the near side. Pistol formation. Hand off right side, Perry, and he's going to go nowhere. Ran into four. They got to run somewhere else.
Yeah, he didn't get away from him that time. Sterling Emerson.
He was in the backfield with him.
Yeah.
You just need a Sterling Emerson button. You can just
gruesome.
Press it, you know.
One thing that I've noticed about number 47 is that he typically, if he touches you, you're down.
Pretty much.
You know, the running back bounced off of him the previous play, but.
Punting unit back on for the Raiders. Fourth down and three. Reese Beecham standing at his own 25-yard line. Better snap this time and a high punt. Beecham's going to return to the 25. Up to the 30. Now bounce it to the left side again. 35 to the 40. Up the sideline and scampers out of bounds to the 47-yard line. That's a smart play. Live to fight another day. You're up by 28 points.
Yeah, get some yard. Put your team in great field position to, you know, really start to kind of tighten the noose here.
Yep.
Well, Beecham's nearing 100 yards in return, in the return game.
You know, part of that's because, you know, as Zach made the comment before, you know, we're all impressed with how, I mean, all the things that Taylor does, but he's a pretty darn good punter.
He's a real good punter.
So
yeah,
he's getting actually enough hang time and enough distance on the punts that they're actually returnable.
First down and 10, Vandegrift at their own 44-yard line, moving left to right. And this is Witt, Alex Witt in the ballgame. His first carry of the night off left side, picking up 2 yards. He's not a bad back either.
No, it's been a great 1-2 punch with Shepard and Witt all season.
Averaging 6.1 yards per carry. Play action pass, Buchanan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, got a receiver wide open at the 16-yard line. A lot of contact. Where's the flag? There it is.
Yeah.
Hung it up a little bit. Miles Coleman trying to track it down. And because it was hung up, the two defenders ran right into him. That'll be pass interference.
Yeah, Miles Coleman's great speed getting behind the secondary that time. They showed some great recovery speed, though.
Yep.
It was an awfully long throw.
That's so hard for a defensive back to trying to recover and then also make a play on the ball without hitting the receiver.
Crowd doesn't like it, but.
Yeah, I think they got there early, so. Not too much complaining.
If I pick it up, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I think you can hear what the fans think of that call.
Well, they're going to put it up on the video board here. Let's see if they have a beef. I don't think they do. It's kind of a bang, but it's closer than I thought.
Yeah, you know,
to be
the first, the initial defender there did not make a play on the ball. He was making a play on the receiver.
True.
I think if he'd been jumping up for that, just going for the ball, it'd have been a different story.
Buchanan going to keep himself on the right side. Cuts it up to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Picking up about 6 yards on the play, second down and four. He's not a guy that's going to kill you with his legs, but if he does it just enough, it's another thing for the defense to worry about.
Yeah, just another dimension to worry about. Also, he's a pretty big dude, so,
yeah.
You know, not an easy guy to tackle.
Two receivers either side, dropping back Buchanan. Pass over here to the near side to Spring, a diving attempt, couldn't quite hang on to it.
That would have been a sensational catch by Graylin Spring there.
Laid out, had it momentarily, but Carpet knocked it loose, and it's going to bring up a third and four. Viper's trying to put the nail in the coffin here. Third down and four from the 34-yard line.
Yeah, we've seen Buchanan hurried on one throw. That was on the one for the pass interference a couple plays previously.
Yeah.
But that time, just in great shape. Ian Reed taking care of business at that left tackle spot.
Yeah, really doing a nice job of protecting Buchanan tonight against that formidable D-line. And
they fake the reverse, and now we're going to have a halfback. No, Buchanan. Fool me, he's got a receiver at about the 18-yard line. It's picked off by Cedar Ridge.
Yeah, kind of forced that one, threw it into a crowd. It was rolling to his left and threw it into a crowd there.
Trying to get it to Thomason,
yep.
But there were three purple shirts around it. They faked the reverse, which really threw me off. But Cedar Ridge was ready for it.
Yeah, a lot of movement and motion on that play, but the Cedar Ridge secondary, once again, showing great discipline.
So the Raiders get it back. First down 10 from their own 25-yard line with 1:22 to go here in this third quarter.
This is a good defensive football team.
Yeah,
like
they are.
You said,
they're,
Scott.
They're really sound.
Yeah. Like you said, the defensive backs is definitely the best.
Yeah, they play a number of different looks in terms of coverage, Hank. They're not always in the same thing and doing a nice job of disguising some things.
Hand off up the middle. Perry out to the 27-yard line. That was only the second interception thrown this season by Brady Buchanan. He had 17 touchdowns coming in, so he's got to have, 19 or so now? Second and 8 from the 27.
See now if the Raiders can capitalize on,
right,
on a Viper mistake.
One receiver wide right, two to the near side, handoff right side, Perry. Nice hole out to the 33-yard line. Closed quickly, but he did fall forward for about a 6-yard pickup. Going to bring up a third down and 3 from the 32. Inside of a minute to go in the quarter. That's the good news if you're Vipers fans.
Yeah.
I looked down to see if the Cedar Ridge Band was playing that Darth Vader music, but it was not. It was the Vandegrift Band from all the way over there.
hear it well.
Yes, and it was beautiful.
You usually don't play that when your offense is on the field, so that's coming from the Viper side. But Perry is one of those guys, just looks like he's a step away from just kind of squirting through and making a big play.
One more play here in the quarter, third and 3 from the 32, low snap. Wildcat, left side, Taylor is diving forward, and I think he's going to be about a foot shy.
Yeah, he's going to be short.
Max Yule, looks like he hog-tied him there.
Fourth and one at the end of the third quarter when we come back. 28-0, Vipers on top. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to be 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Vipers 12 minutes away from going 7-0 on the season. More importantly, 4-0 in district and all but clinching a playoff berth yet again. But it's 4th-and-1. The battle is right now on this play. 4th-and-1 for Cedar Ridge from their own 34-yard line. Now moving from left to right. Wildcat to Taylor. He's keeping himself right side. He's going to have the first down and more out across the 40. Look out to the 50. To the 40. He's got one man to beat. I don't think they're going to catch him. Gets the block to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cedar Ridge. No flags.
Big play.
Yep, and you knew. You get one of those speedy guys loose.
Yep.
And on fourth down, you're sort of selling out. I mean, how many times do you see that, where it's 4th-and-1, and you're kind of bringing the house to try to shut it down, and end up giving up the big play?
Well, that's just a great call by Sam Robinson, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the Viper defense is so, so aggressive, flowing on that fake. And, you know, if they say one good fake is as good as two blocks, and you saw an explosive play, a big play by...
Yeah, and Taylor was gone.
This is a rich quarterback.
Hunter Tierney on for the extra point attempt out of the hole. Doug Taylor. Good snap and hold. Left-footed kicker. Drives it up and drives it through. So Cedar Ridge is on the board. 11:50 to go in regulation time. You score 28-7. We'll take a break and see how the Viper offense responds. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
His staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at TexasFP.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. TexasFP.com.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Kickoff coming from the 35-yard line. It's an onside kick fielded at the 48-yard line. Another alert play there by the Viper special teams unit. And I think that was hauled in by Jack Nelson.
Nice big hop for him to field there.
So you got great field position. And let's see if they respond. You always want good teams to respond when somebody bloodies your nose a little bit. So let's see how the Viper offense responds to having points put up on them.
Rely on that O-line here, Hank, to try to kind of establish some the running game and run some clock.
And off up the middle. Big hole. Ryan Shepard crashes inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Mm-hmm. That answers that.
Like so.
9 yards, yep. Second and one.
Boy, just a great lead block that time. Number 76, Kevin Corcoran pulling from his right guard spot. Scott just leading the way, making a lot of hay right there.
Yep.
A lot of big acreage to run into.
Yep. Follow the big guys.
Can you make hay on turf? Well, Hank was asking science questions before.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Big Brain Hank.
Man, that
went on a flashcard.
You heard the silence.
Second and one from the 43-yard line. Shepard again, right side, and gets a nice rugby scrum push. Let's see where they spot it.
I think they're going to give it to him.
I've never quite figured out how they spot the ball. In the
yeah, season. When you can't see it.
Make a guess.
See of humanity, you just kind of say, yeah. But just enough to move the chains.
Yep. First down and 10 Vipers at the Cedar Ridge 42-yard line.
Speaking of rugby, the Four Points Rugby Club won a state championship.
Yeah,
local.
Nice.
4 points, another championship under the belt for the 4 points community.
Shocks me that the 4 points community would be good at something.
Yes.
First down and 10 at the 42-yard line.
Uh-oh.
Well, a fumbled snap, but the Vipers just had a fall on it there at the 48-yard line. So a rare negative play for Vandegrift, but it'll make a second down at about 17 to go now from the 49.
Yeah,
interestingly, the Vipers turned the ball over. Cedar Ridge made him pay.
Made him pay, yeah. That's what good teams do. And, you know, Coach Sanders probably saying, look, guys, you know, this is not the time for us to kind of get sloppy here and lose our focus. Now's the time for us to close the door. And, you know, now the Vipers are the ones behind the chains after that botched snap.
So second down and 17 from the Raider 49-yard line. Buchanan dropping back. Good protection again. Fires over to the right side. Got a receiver streaking. Caught at the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Vandergrift.
It's spring again.
No, I think
again.
Is that
spring
Ryan Shepard?
Right?
I think I had Ryan Shepard out there, maybe.
No, it was Greenland Spring.
Greenland Spring, okay.
Yep.
Yep, he got behind the defense, made a nice secure catch, and just right down the right sideline.
Just had to kind of, he stumbled a little bit trying to come back to the football. That's the only thing that prevented that from being a touchdown. But a great throw. Man, that guy can air it out, Buchanan.
Yeah, he sure can. Spring did a nice job getting by, you know, not only getting by the corner, but getting by the deep safety as well, who was coming off the hash.
And now we're going to wildcat to Beecham as Buchanan lined up under center, heads out to the wide receiver. Beecham up the middle, digging towards the goal line. He's going to be about a yard or two shy, going to bring up a second down and goal. They're still pushing and shoving down there.
It's not as easy as it looks. You know, ball's just a little bit underthrown, you're running full speed.
Yeah.
Priority number one there, secure the football, and he did that.
Boy, the Vipers cap off this drive. It would be a really nice response.
It would, yeah.
To the one sign of life that we've seen from the Raiders so far tonight.
Second and goal from about the 2.5-yard line. Buchanan again up under center. Three backs. Now they split out again to now Ryan Shepard in the Wildcat. He's going to try his luck. Bounces to the left side. A little bit more speed into the end zone. Untouched. Touchdown, Vandergrift.
He talked about his vision before, Hank, and that was a great example of it.
Yep.
There was nothing available inside, and he just bounced it outside and almost walked into the end zone.
Yeah, interesting. They ran weak that time,
yep.
So he overloaded that right side. All eyes
It's all about in numbers, too. You know, if they send all their guys to the strength of the formation, fewer guys on the backside, and Ryan Shepherd found it.
How many teams would do that? Your Wildcat, too, is somebody like a Taylor. But they bring a Wildcat to yet another guy on a different side of the field. Good snap and hold. The kick by Arnold is up. He stays perfect on the air with 8:43 to go in the ballgame. Your new score, Vandegrift 35, Cedar Ridge 7. We'll take a break and turn it back over to the defense. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken eat's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal, chicken eat is for real. Follow me to chicken eat, gotta have their feet.
The Vipers respond, and we got our answer in about 2 or 3 minutes after asking the question with a nice touchdown drive to boost it back up to a 28-point lead at 35-7.
That play, that drive goes 8 plays and 52 yards. And on that scoring play, guys, they were lined up in 3 different formations before they snapped the ball.
Oh,
a lot of movement, a lot of snap shifts.
And a return out to about the 39-yard line, still pushing back and forth.
It was a worm burner of a kickoff there. Just something tough to handle, but nicely done. Again, you know, great example of a team that's well coached, and these Cedar Ridge Raiders, they, you know, kind of prepared for whatever the Vipers might throw at them. And
talk about a rugby scrum. Look at that.
But good special teams tonight on both sides.
So Aiden Liston leads them out. With one receiver wide left, 2 to the near side for the Cedar Ridge Raiders.
It's time for a Viper interception. We'll go ahead and call that now.
And off right side, and boy, the Viper's there to swallow him up. I caught a glimpse of 42. That's Oliver Indo, but I know we had a lot of help.
You could pretty much say 47 on every play.
Yeah, 47.
Be right more often than not.
I think he's got 28 tackles tonight. Spielus was in there.
Yeah, Austin Spielus doing a nice job on his first start. That nose tackle.
Second and 11. Fumbled snap and having a fall on the football is Liston.
What do you know? Behind the chains again.
Third
and long.
And I mean, Tucker Harrison's back there so fast.
Yeah, he makes
your head spin.
He almost catches the snap.
I mean, it's unbelievable how quick that guy is.
So third down and a bunch now. They've got to get it out to the 49-yard line. It's at the 33. So third and 16 coming up here for Cedar Ridge. One receiver to the left, trips here to the near side. Low snap again, but he goes and gets it under pressure again, rolling right, and fires over the right side. Caught it on the tip drill at the 44-yard line.
Fortuitous.
Yeah, fortuitous, but still short of the first down.
Yeah.
Big tail of all that excitement, but it was kind of fun to watch. They're just trying to move the pocket that time and put Liston on the run just to try to give him a little extra time. Vipers had a shot at that interception.
Yeah, they did,
I call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It hit a white shirt first. Fourth and 5, Cedar Ridge looks like they're going to go for it. They've got nothing to lose at this point. Ball spot at the 44-yard line. Everybody up on the line on a 4th and 5. Vipers showing blitz. They're coming. Pass over to the left side. Got a receiver behind the defense. Caught to the 35 and the 30 and out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Who else? Victor Taylor.
Yeah, nice play that time. And you know, the difference then is that they had good protection.
Right.
Good
protection.
First sort of clean pocket we've seen all night.
Looks like Vipers,
you know, dropping into coverage as opposed to bringing pressure.
Looks like Sterling Emerson was coming again on a blitz. Mistimed it just a bit. Might have had something to do with the extra time, but good throw and catch.
So first down and 10, Raiders at the Viper 25-yard line. Clock stop as he was run out of bounds. 7:15 to go in the ballgame. 35-7, Vipers on top. One receiver left, one to the near side. Hand off, right side. Stacked up at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, Slater swore what I think.
Slater Sportswood.
A bit of a collision there.
His name alliterates and he hits really hard. Wow.
And the official's trying to stop the clock for some reason. I'm not sure. Oh, there's a flag on the
play. Flag on the play, yeah.
That would explain it. Well, I saw something interesting last night in that JV game. They had what I called the lazy ref. He wouldn't throw the flag. He'd take it out of his pocket and just wave it up and down 3 or 4 times. He'd put it back. It's like, come on, man.
Like, at least throw
the thing. Flag.
He's got a bad shoulder or something.
Penalty against the Vipers, and it looks like it's a big one.
Was it unsportsmanlike?
Unsportsmanlike? 15, what is that?
Unsportsmanlike
comment. Yeah, unsportsmanlike.
Not sure what happened there, but it was pre-snap, wasn't it? I don't know if somebody, like, kicked the football or something once it was spotted. Didn't quite see what happened there.
But it puts the ball all the way down to the Viper 12, first down and 10 for the Raiders. Listen, over the middle, that ball tipped up in the air and incomplete.
Ooh, and he just got drilled as soon as he released that football.
Yeah, when your offensive lineman is picking you up, we're nearing it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I think, was that Swartwood coming off the edge there and planted him? Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Is that one of those? Was that one of those lookout blocks?
Yeah.
Turned the offensive lineman.
He kind of came
look
off the edge and just
here he comes
from the blind side and lowered the boom.
Try to get it to Riley Brumette, but the ball off his fingertips. Second down and 10 from the 12. Stops the clock, 6:47 to go. Handoff, they should call him down.
Yep.
I mean, they are going to call him down. A handoff to the right side, and now a flag coming in late. They handed it off to Carlos Jackson. He slid to his right trying to make a cut. Oh, there wasn't a flag. It was a piece of equipment.
Was it a shoe? I think it was a shoe, or what was it? Good to see him back in there.
It
he
is good,
left,
yeah.
Left the field in the first half with... was a little gimpy, but good to see him back in there.
Yeah. Wiped himself out, though, that time, trying to make the cut. The knee touched the ground. The play was over right there. So third and call it 13 from back at the 15-yard line. Listen in the shotgun. Two receivers wide left. Now they send Taylor in motion to line up in the left slot, and we're going to get a timeout. Timeout taken by Cedar Ridge. This is a pride drive here for the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, they have an opportunity to kind of get it back into some degree of respectability.
Right.
They still have a long haul if they want to get back into this game. But look, you score here, they're going to try something. You know, been onside kick every single time or some variation of it. So you never know what can happen. And you know, if you're Drew Sanders on the other sideline, you're thinking, okay, let's close the door right now, fellas.
Right.
Let's not mess around. Let's turn them away here and... you know, just put any thoughts of a heroic comeback out of their minds.
Exactly, yeah. So it'll be third down and about 13 to go. They're in four down territory from about the 15-yard line.
Again, this is not exactly their cup of tea in terms of the down and distance. They're more of a ground and pound, want to get into third and short yardage. But another bad snap, again, caused by the withering pressure, quite frankly. From Vandegrift, offensive line, including the center, getting a bit jumpy.
Empty back set for Liston. Two receivers wide left, one on the near side. Send a man in motion from right to left. Liston looking left. Now he's going to step up. He's got a little bit of running room, rolling to his right, and just fires it towards the end zone. Just has to throw that one away. Nobody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, he sort of took off the wrong way because his two receivers he had out in the route. They're on the other side of the field, the far side.
I'm a little surprised he didn't tuck that in and run.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be honest. So it's fourth and 13.
After that hit from Swartwood, maybe he just had second thoughts about running with the football.
Yeah, I think Swartwood was...
somebody was closing fast.
Yeah, was sort of bearing down on him.
So
I don't blame him.
Discretion is the better part of
exactly.
valor.
Exactly.
Inside of 6 minutes to go, fourth down and 13 from the 15-yard line. Listen, play action. Pressure coming again. Rolling to his right. Looking downfield. Fires it towards the goal line. Incomplete at about the 3-yard line. Well, no word yet from the official. Vipers are signaling incomplete. They're going to say
wow.
A catch.
I'll have to see the replay. It looked like it was trapped from where we're
Be short of the first down.
Short of the first down anyway.
Marked it short. So, nice effort, but just a hair short.
Watching the replay. Well, it's hard to see from here. It looks like he may have gotten the arms underneath it. But it doesn't matter because he was short of the yardage.
Yeah. It actually looks like he got a favorable spot and was still short.
Yeah, that's true, too. But at the end of the day, it's first down Vandegrift from their own three. So just now take care of the football with 5:43 to go.
Now let's see if the Vipers can kind of grind this out coming off their own goal
line.
Normally,
if you have field position, you'd see the second unit in. But this is a good opportunity for this unit to come off your own goal line, something they haven't had to do for a while.
Now you talk about a pride drive. This is it for the Viper offensive
true.
Line.
Yep. And now we're going to get a timeout. Timeout taken by Cedar Ridge. Let's take it with them. 5:43 to go. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Put your money where your mouth is. It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop in a Doghouse 4 points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
For Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, home is where the heart is. A licensed realtor since 1999, Aaron Turnley has been providing turnkey real estate services since 2003. Aaron consistently ranks in the top 10% of all 94,000 Coldwell Banker agents worldwide, and she knows the community. She's been part of a Pop Warner or Viper family since landing here in Austin in 2013. For more information, visit AaronTurnley.com. Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, guiding you home since 2003.
And also Alex Witt, after, as we come out of the commercial break, Witt picks up about 3 yards on the right side. Then some pushing and shoving ensues, and flags are in the air.
Just some boys being boys down there. Viper O-line, and yeah, you can sense the frustration down there from Cedar Ridge defense. Tired of getting pounded on.
Yep. We'll see if this is one of those smack both guys on the wrist kind of things.
Yep.
Unsportsmanlike. On Cedar Ridge. And Vandegrift.
Exactly. Naughty. Got to go to the naughty mat for a little while, but that's about it.
Penalty box.
I think that's, they're doing a little pushing and shoving after
I think
play.
That's one of those deals with the referee saying, let's put a damper on this situation.
Yeah, you're right. Just get control here. And
before we get out of control behavior.
Yeah, just sort of douse the chippiness a little bit.
So the result of the play stands, second down and 7 from the 6.
Real quick question for you. What's the longest run from scrimmage in Viper history?
Ooh, that's a good question. Coach Sanders would know. I thought it was maybe like a Brandon Brown. I mean, Travis Brandon or Brandon Brown. Like 95 yards?
Yeah, well, we could have a 94 here.
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking there.
I'm just out of curiosity.
I like the way you're thinking.
Hand off up the middle, and Alex Witt off to about the 8-yard line.
Alex Witt's a guy that can, you know, he could do it.
He could, yeah.
He got loose.
I'm pretty sure it was a Travis Brandon run.
That little counterplay that you liked so much earlier, Hank, went back to that one.
Hog Molly's having a very fine outing.
They are having a fine evening.
They're all lathered up. If this was years ago, they'd be covered in mud and grass in their
little,
pants.
Little blood.
blood.
So third down and about 5 to go here for the Vipers at the 8-yard line. Trying to pick up this first down. Buchanan rolling to his right. Looking 5 over the right side. Complete to the 10. And pushing. It's going to depend on where they spot it up the far sideline.
I think
well, they may have knocked him out a little short.
Yeah.
It looks like. So we'll see that.
Who caught that? Was that Middleton?
I think that was Rajon Middleton, number 3, I believe.
His first catch of the night. Yeah, he's about a yard shy of the first down. So fourth down and a yard.
Great effort, though.
Yeah.
He tried to push his way past the line to gain, but was not quite able to get there.
And here's this formation that you talked about when we were off air, the conventional punt.
It's more of a conventional punt.
But you don't hear that very often.
So many strange variations.
Uh-huh.
That's an old-school punt right there.
Yeah, Lively spirals it into the night sky. Takes a Viper roll, now rolling sideways, and Vandegrift to get on at the 43-yard line. So Cedar Ridge will start the drive in pretty good field position. First down and 44. You would have liked to have seen the Vipers grind it out. On the other hand, they didn't do something dumb and turn it over inside the 10.
Yeah, so. he should obviously protect the football there. Would have loved to have gotten a first down coming off the goal line, but able to burn some clock.
Well, number 25, Nick Draken, just finds a way to get involved in every football game on special teams. He was the guy down that along with his buddy Cruz Orta.
So first down and 10 for Cedar Ridge at the 44-yard line. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Hand off up the middle, and a flag comes flying in at the 43-yard line. A one-yard pickup for Carlos Jackson before he disappears under a white wave.
Pretty nice arm by the official there.
Yeah.
Could have fired that one in there.
Well, we've got a Haley's Comet moment here, something you hardly ever see. Cedar Ridge is starting this on the Viper half of the field. The plus 49-yard line, that's the first time that's happened in a while.
Haley's Comet moment. That's a good one. I like that.
Viper's making some personnel changes.
Penalty called on Cedar Ridge. That'll push him back to the 46-yard line.
What was that penalty? Did you see?
It had to be a hold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, looks like the Vipers have kind of gone to their some of their second defense out there.
Two receivers wide left. Hand off up the middle and stacked up again at the line of scrimmage. I saw 55 in on the stop. That's Christian Casolari.
Yeah, Colton Peck, I think, is in there.
That was 38. Peck also.
Yeah. Good stick by Colton. Maybe different personnel on defense. Same result.
Same result.
Yep. Yeah. Second down.
Same big collision.
Yeah. So they got Christian Casolari in there, the D-line. Gage Garrison, just a sophomore.
Jay Skoglin playing the right defensive end. He's only a sophomore.
Nick Draken in here on one of the defensive backs. Hand off up the middle. Stacked up again at the line of scrimmage with authority by Gage Garrison.
Cruz Orta in there.
Well, if you're the number two defense and you go up against the Vipers' number one offense, you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
you're going to get better.
Well, I mean, it's the thing. When you got a program like this one, then there's so much depth. You know, we're seeing different guys getting to start. Guys just step up. They're ready to play. And when you're playing against another strong part of this team, you're going to keep getting better just in practice every day. Probably the best teams the Vipers play.
Running out of room and
almost. Oh, it was.
They're going to give the interception.
Cruz Orta. Incredible.
Wow. What a play by number 22.
Yeah. I mean, he was trying to throw it away, and it threw the ball about 2 yards, and Orta just
He plucked it out like a ripe tangerine there, Scott.
I knew he made the call. I can't believe he came down
and
bounced.
He got his feet in. That was incredible.
Wow.
Cruz Orta. That was like a point-blank shot. And he hauled it in, kept the feet in bounds.
It's one of those that you throw that as a quarterback, you say, you got to be kidding me. He only caught that, but he came down in bounds with it.
I mean, there's no doubt the quarterback was trying to throw that away.
Yeah, I mean, he literally was only probably in the air for about 2 yards.
So the Vipers take over, first and 10 at their own 49-yard line, and now you see the number. Actually, no, you don't. I still see Brady Buchanan out on the field. Hand off right side. Nice hole up the middle. Inside the 45, down to the 40-yard line. On the carry was Reese Trevino, the junior running back. 11 yards and a first down.
I got the sense that maybe Coach Sanders wasn't satisfied with that effort off the goal line in the
right.
whole series. So wanted his first unit back out there to make a statement and see if they pick up another first down here, what happens. But clock winded down.
Coming up in the two-minute mark. Miles Coleman and Rajon Middleton both split out wide right.
Got another large human being in there, right guard, 75, Ryan Jeffries.
Charlie Oliver there at tight end.
First down and 10, Buchanan. Hands it off to Trevino. Again, a big burst up the middle and falls forward to the 35-yard line. 5 yards and a cloud of rubber pellets. Second and 5. Well, 90 seconds to go.
He runs with serious effect, man.
Yeah. And now we're starting to see some fresh bodies coming in the game now.
Wholesale substitutions.
Gage Garrison, who was just out there on D-line, is now in on offensive line.
Also, Will Province.
Tristan Lowe.
Number 45, a senior tight end.
Hudson Lilly in a quarterback.
And number 84, Noah Wellborn, the senior wideout.
Paul McQuain in the backfield. Let's see if he gets the carry here. They give it to McQuain, and he dives forward down to about the 31-yard line. No matter who they plug in, the Vipers have fallen forward for 5 yards.
Still do a nice job up front.
Time for one more play. ...35-7, Vipers on top. Just 30 seconds away from going to 7-0 on the season.
But they'll have to get run one more here, just a couple seconds difference between the play clock and the...
Number 58, Tristan Lowe in at left tackle. Number 56, Connor Clark, the right guard.
Give it to McQuain again, right side, and he is going to be flung down to about the 27-yard line. Stays in bounds. I'll keep winding the clock down to 10 seconds. And the Vandegrift Vipers are going to go to 7-0 on the season. More importantly, 4-0 in district. I don't know about mathematically, but four wins is typically good enough for the playoffs. And they've got a couple more games, and then Round Rock is for certain in their side to close out the regular season.
Yeah, but impressive win against a good football team. It's good for them to get tested, especially against a defense like this one.
Yep.
Very workmanlike performance, very businesslike.
Yep, took care of business.
Yeah, I like what I saw today. A couple of miscues, a couple of bobbled snaps, the one interception, which led to the Cedar Ridge touchdown. So, but all in all, just a really dominant performance once again. And up front, at any level of football, Pop Warner all the way to the NFL, you win the line of scrimmage, you're going to win the football game. And Vipers are winning the line of scrimmage on offense. You got a three-man front on defense and still managing to win the line of scrimmage, bringing pressure from different spots. It's dominant performance.
Yeah, you win the line of scrimmage and you win the turnover battle, and that's going to be a recipe for success.
Yeah,
the Vipers have kind of been singing that refrain all season long, and this just looks like kind of another win according to the Drew Sanders formula.
Right. Yep. Just another routine 28-point win.
Yeah, exactly.
So 35-7, the final score, Vipers with the win. We will take an extended break. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show. We'll hear from Coach Sanders a couple of times. We'll hear his last in his series of questions that he asked the Vipers players on the team, and then we'll hear what he had to say to Zach Lucero down to the sideline. So Vipers with the win, 35-7, Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitles.com.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue.
It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
There's good, then there's Mighty Fine. Thank you, Mighty Fine Texas, for supporting the Vipers football. Enjoy classic Texas burgers how you love them. Red, yeller, white, or all of the above. Add a side of fries, onion rings, or if you're in the mood for a little of both, just ask for free. Don't forget to add a hand-dipped milkshake and make it a meal. Five locations across Austin, including the trailer, just around the corner at Four Points.
Considering buying, selling, or leasing property in the Austin area? Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty, has been in Austin for over 25 years and is a Four Points area resident, proud Vandergriff parent, and supporter of Viper football. Whether you'd like to learn what your home might sell for, purchase a vacation home, or invest in real estate, Kim is the perfect partner to help you achieve your goals. Contact Kim Krant Allison at cbrealty.com or visit kimsellsatx.com today. Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
Hi, Viper fans. Coach Sanders here with the Viper Minute, or as Merle calls it, the Viper Minute and a Half. We do get a chance to talk just a bit about what makes us Vandergriff football as opposed to just the X's and O's. We've talked about our hallmarks, and we're making it through our three questions. And our final question of the series, and then we'll move on to our two results next week, is do you care about me? These are three questions that you should be able to ask any organization, really business, a church, whatever, and football team for sure. And if you can answer yes, you're going to have a good organization. The final question is do you care about me? And let's think about it honestly. Think about every person that is valuable to you. If you ask them, do you think they care about you? You'd say, yeah, for sure. So it just starts there. And when we first mention this every year with our freshmen, they look to the side and they kind of think this is goofy. And for the first time, they're hearing from someone other than their parents that I love you, I care for you, and watch how hard as a coach I'm going to work for you, how I'm going to defend you, and how I'm going to challenge you and build you up. And all of those things they're going to see over the next 4 years. Just, I know it's not going to be perfect. But care or love is never really perfect. Think about our families then. You know, think about how many times as parents you've had to get onto your kids or whatever. But that care and love never leaves. And so that is the relationship is basis for our program. And then I hope I teach them as they, and my coaches also teach them as they go away from us. Because, you know, now we've got football players that play at Vandergriff that are, you know, lawyers and dentists. And I met one that I saw again Viet Nguyen the other day. He's an epidemiologist. Are you kidding me? So it's just crazy, some of the guys that are so successful. But I hope that they are going to carry on that understanding of the basis of every good relationship, spouse, friend, is showing that you care and reciprocating that. And so that's what that question means. And so if I'm a football player and I care about my coach, I'm going to let him know when I'm not here. And if I care about my player next to me, I'm going to play hard. Because I could never let him down and not play as hard as I could because I care about him. And that is what I think is different than maybe how I was coached or maybe people that are listening was coached. Instead of fear, I think it's more sustainable and more successful overall. Fear, I think, is very valuable in the short term as a coaching technique. That's a program building technique. That love and that care is something that you foundationally build something that lasts for a really long time.
Got a good Vipers head coach, Drew Sanders, completing his series of questions. Cracks me up every time when he talks about that, about how he talks to how the freshmen react to hearing that for the first time.
Well, it's different. I mean, Hank and I were just sort of looking at each other, you know, thinking about how different things were when we played. You didn't talk about, you know, love and care and you know, fear was the sort of the coaching technique as Coach described it. And, you know, there's still some of my coaches. I think I'm afraid of them even to this day. You know, I hear their voices sometimes, and it causes me to break out into a sweat. But, you know, it's just another reason why this program is so special. And that philosophy has been kind of in place for a long time. And, you know, it seemed probably a little different. And he said, you know, as he said, some of the players thought it might be a little bit goofy, but they buy into it. And it's just, you know, one more reason, you know, why this program is what it is. When you think about it, you can see it, and Zach can feel it when he's down there on the sideline.
Right.
You can tell these guys care about each other, the coaches, the players, the entire program, and it's reflected in how hard they play for one another.
Well, for the second season in a row, guys, they've got over 40 seniors on the football team, and you know, not all those guys are getting to play. I mean,
yeah,
they're getting
yeah.
some of these garbage reps, but you know, he talks about in his previous weeks about making sure everybody understands their role and do your job. And you know, it's sort of relentless in terms of his preparation in his program. It's not an event. It's a process. It just continues on and on. And, I mean, I never get tired of hearing those hallmarks, those questions. And he's always got a little bit different take
right.
every single time he talks about them and how it relates to what's going on in the current team. And it's just, I mean, look, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, the Vandergrift's dominating this district, and another impressive performance tonight.
Yeah, those messages are just, we hear them each year. And it's always just a really great reminder. And hey, Coach should like do his own podcast or something and just kind of put those words to live by, because they're,
yeah.
you know, it's a message that not only is relevant to, you know, a bunch of high school guys who are playing football, but relevant to the rest of us too.
Absolutely. And getting it down to the football field first, getting it down to the football field as well, as the Vipers get the win here tonight, 35-7. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from a coach again. This time, he was down on the sidelines just a few moments ago speaking to Zach Lucero. So we'll get Coach's words and his thoughts on tonight's win. We'll have the stats for you, and we'll start setting the table for next week's matchup of more Vandergrift Vipers football here on the Austin Radio Network.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop in a Doghouse 4 points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse. Absolute worst.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you. If you or your Vandergrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of spice to make a meal, chicken tea is for real. Follow me to chicken tea, gotta have their sweet tea.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555-863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, Texas, licensed in Texas.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
Okay, so continues at Kelly Reese up Athletic Center, 35-7. The Vipers get the win to improve to 7-0 on the season, 4-0 in district play. And just a few moments ago, Zach Lucero caught up with head coach Drew Sanders down to the sidelines. Let's hear what Coach Sanders had to say about tonight's win.
All right, Coach, big 35-7 win over a school that was tied for you guys for first place in Cedar Ridge. What are your thoughts?
It's a great win. You know, I think they're a quality team, and, you know, for us to come out and we didn't play particularly great on offense early in the game, and we've been playing well, and that can mess with an offense's mind, and we were able to get them on track. Coach Mauser and staff were able to calm them down and get back going what we needed to do, and that score right before half was really big. And then, you know, I hate that we lost our shutout, but, you know, defense played really good besides one play, honestly. And that really wasn't a great call by me. I shouldn't have called that at that moment, but proud of our guys. Great effort.
Thanks, Coach.
As if on cue, the light's going out here at Cal Erie's Athletic Center. We're always the last ones to leave. But, you know, we talked to Zach at halftime about the sort of recalibration that they did in the sidelines, and you heard it there from Coach.
Yeah, you know, and it sounded like it wasn't so much about the X's and O's. It was more about kind of the psychology of his offense.
Right.
You talk about Coach Mauser just kind of getting them settled down, you know, getting, hey, let's stick to our plan here, guys. Stay within ourselves and, you know, believe in what we're doing here. And that's what it took.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the opening sequence there for the first half, I mean, you had a short field on the 10-yard line. You go two plays and score. Then you went three and out on the next series. The following series after that, you had four plays, missed a field goal, which is, you know, something I know they're going to polish up. And then you had then two consecutive drives where you had punts. The second one was the muffed punt, the fumble punt that led to that touchdown. So, you know, again, Vipers control their mistakes, fewer penalties. Great stats by Shea. They, Cedar Ridge ends up with 10 penalties for over 100 yards and some really difficult spots that cause them trouble.
Well, speaking of the stats, let's take a look at some of the numbers that you and Shane were able to compile for us tonight. And I think in this case, stats will tell the story.
They will. They did end up with, let's see here, 215 total yards, but nearly a fourth of that came on one play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was that a 60-yard touchdown run?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, 72 yards passing, 143 yards on the ground. Vanderriff, we're almost identical, Shane and I, on our stats. Geniuses, great minds think alike,
yep.
Right? So we've got Braden Buchanan ended up with, where is it? He ended up 9 of 22 for 169 yards. Two TDs in that one interception. Carried the ball three times, one of those for a touchdown. A big game from number 11, Graylin Spring. Four
yep.
catches for 102 yards, a TD, and almost a second one
on
the long.
Yeah, almost a spectacular catch on that one.
And then number zero, in your, you know, number zero in the program, number one in your heart, Ryan Shepherd in 21 carries. Shea's got him with 96 yards. I had him with 104.
I think the Shepherds are going to like your stats.
I mean,
I
104
well,
yards.
Split the difference
to give
him 100. How about that?
Greater. Yeah.
And the two TDs and just another very blue-collar type of performance from him. And, you know, just allows the Vandergrift to kind of control things, chipping away, 2 yards here, 3 yards there. Showing his great vision and his fluid hips. So, statistically, another dominant performance from the Vipers.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, Coach's comments there about sort of taking responsibility for, you know, the call on fourth down that led to the touchdown. And you know, Hank was right when we went to break. You see, and I bet Coach is going to say something about the,
that's true,
you know, giving up the score. But, you know, look, you're fourth and one. You got to, you know, kind of sell out to try to stop them there would have been a big play, and they, you know, give their players credit too. They made a big play there, got loose, and no one could catch him. So those things happen. It's football.
It is football.
And I love it when he says, you know, we didn't play that, you know, that great, and they went 35-7.
Went 35-7.
Not bad.
You gave up 7 points against a team that's averaging 30 points a game,
yep.
And that happens all the time with this Viper club. So let's go ahead and take one last break here. Be back to wrap it up. Hopefully Zach will make his way up here. We'll get his thoughts from down on the field and set the table for next week's matchup for the Vandegrift Vipers. Be home on Friday night against Westwood. So we'll one last break to go here. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Tomlin Family Orthodontics believes you should have the straight smile you deserve at any age. Dr. Travis Tomlin designs individualized care plans to create beautiful, straight smiles for all his patients. Traditional braces to Invisalign, Tomlin Family Orthodontics uses cutting-edge technology to make treatment effective and efficient. Great orthodontic care is only a few minutes away. For more information or to schedule your complimentary consultation, visit us online at TomlinFamilyOrthodontics.com.
Hey, Viper football fans. We'd like to say congratulations to Four Points Rugby on their 2021 state championship. Four Points Rugby is built on an attitude of respect, sportsmanship, accountability, and character. If you're tough enough to be a Viper football fan, maybe you're tough enough to join Four Points Rugby Club. There's no rugby experience necessary. To join or get more information about Four Points Rugby Club, contact us at fourpointsrugbyclub@gmail.com. Come win another state championship with Four Points Rugby in 2022.
Hi, Viper fans. This is Krista Spring, top sales agent with the HD Realty Team.
Hi, this is Holly Dees, broker owner of the HD Realty Team. Together, Krista and our team have over 20 years of real estate experience.
As busy current and former Viper moms, we love helping our Vipers and their families make moves happen on and off the field.
HD Realty Team would love to help with your next move. Call Krista Spring or Holly Dees today.
Go Vipers!
Hashtag run it back.
Go number 11. Hashtag water moccasin.
It's important to preserve as many of life's memories as we can. Patty Jones Photography specializes in senior and family portraits, boutique weddings, and milestone events like graduations, proms, and more. Patty offers mini sessions that include 5 downloads, deluxe sessions that offer 10 downloads, plus specialized packages. Remember to mention Viper Football and receive 20% off a variety of prints. Visit PattyJonesPhotography.com, 737-900-5662. Capture those special moments of timeless history for your family.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop at a Doghouse 4 Points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
And welcome back to a rapidly darkening Kelly Reese Athletic Complex. 35-7, the Vipers with the win. And next week, Westwood struggling a little bit. Vipers can't afford to take anybody for granted, but they sure have to feel better about themselves after tonight's win. But before we get to that, Zach, you made your way back up here to join us. What was the mood like in the second half compared to the first half? Coach pretty much validated what you talked about in terms of the attitude on the sidelines.
You know, yeah, it was completely different. I mean, I say completely different, but the mood really changed probably start of the second quarter. And I think from then on, they just kind of carried that momentum. The defense got the stops when they needed to. Coach Sanders talked about that call on that fourth down play that ended up that led to the touchdown, and I think he really expected that run to go anywhere but where it went. And I mean, it was a good call for what he thought was going to happen. If he would have handed that ball off or stuck with the original play that would have gone up the middle, it would have been stuffed for sure. But I mean,